much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Silence, children. Silence. First, an announcement. We have a treat for you guys today.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
I just love hot Cheetos.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I deserve hot Cheetos. I deserve hot Cheetos. I deserve hot Cheetos.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos. I love them so much.
Thank you for being so candid.
What would happen to me if I ate this whole bag?
You might have the runs. Your body
might be burned.
We received angry emails from a number of concerned paps.
Give me my radio. Yes. Turn that radio on. It's free.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I want you off the set, you prick.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I think we're gonna tone down the language, right?
Roll another one.
Was up? Ich bin Bruno.
Just like the other one.
You make money promoting sin.
This one seems to be about to quit.
You've brought the devil's music into our head.
And need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Is that accurate?
Roll another one.
I would not want to be his nutsack.
Just like the other one.
So, you guys keeping this party going?
This one seems to be about.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby.
I don't have another cent.
Now, are you a baseball fan at all?
No, I'm not.
All right, so how do you think the Dodgers are going to do in the World Series? How do you think the Clippers are going to do in the NBA?
Just pass it around.
It's clear to all of you that I am awesome.
Antigonish, Nova Scotia. Hello.
And now.
Hey, everybody! How about Craig Wilson? Craig Wilson?
You watch your tone, young lady.
Our feature presentation.
Yeah, that Craig Wilson's funny.
He's well, very funny.
At least office, I caught it. I knew something was wrong. I just couldn't figure out if I had the first name wrong or the last name wrong, but something wasn't right.
Lisa had been drinking.
Tipping back a few.
Just a little.
It doesn't take much for me.
Just a little.
That's the tragedy.
Morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's Friday morning.
Yes.
Love that.
We are going to take your telephone calls in about a minute on one at 1-800-520-1067. That's the number for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. Get on the air. Get a prize. You know, we've been saying for a long time that animals have been attacking. I mean, they are taking over the world, right?
Yep.
Sure.
There's no question. I mean, it's...
They're coming on fast and hard, and we are going to be their slaves soon.
That is so what she said.
Yes.
But this latest kangaroo attack is so awesome in Australia. I don't know if you guys heard about this or not, but
not.
You're in an... I mean, when you see these news stories, it's one thing to look at it and laugh, but it's another thing to actually imagine what it would be like if it had happened to you. It's just a typical day at the office. You're just sitting there, you know, in a suit behind the desk,
right,
working. And all of a sudden, the kangaroo comes smashing through the window into the office building. Okay? No one knows where it came from. Apparently, there are not kangaroos downtown in this village in Australia. Starts bouncing around the office, knocking over furniture, running after people. One woman had to be rescued after the kangaroo trapped her behind a toppled bookshelf. I mean, it's to the point where furniture is being thrown around the office.
I like it.
And you got this kangaroo just going berserk. They managed eventually to lure the kangaroo out through an open door, and he hopped away, and nobody's seen him since. But you're just sitting there 1 minute, the next minute you're being attacked by a kangaroo, and then he's gone. And then you go, well, that happened.
You know, once – I am sure the other kangaroos sent him out just to see what would happen.
Sure.
Because
it was a test run
like
the September 11th terrorist did. He went on a plane a couple of times ahead of time to see how things work.
So once they see how truly unprepared we are,
right,
and that being afraid of us really silly – because we don't do anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Then they come back in force.
Now they're going to come back in numbers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All humans have is flailing their arms around, yelling, and hiding. Right. I mean, that's it. We are not at all prepared. Look, there are a lot more animals on this earth than there are people, okay? All that has to happen is Omar and his little animal friends need to say the time is now, and we're gone.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. We can organize, and they can't. Once they learn organization, we out.
You think that's not what they're doing right now?
No, I know.
I mean, let's face it. You only need, you need a head bee to say, all right, let's start killing people. And the bees can, you know, and Moss, they can just take us out. I mean, any number of the animals on this planet could rid the planet of humanity.
This is today's story. Yesterday's story involved an elephant throwing a rock.
Oh, yep. I didn't know about that.
And I'd like to tell you that elephants have some really strong trunks, and you do not want them throwing rocks.
Wow.
And 2 days ago, it was the cattle that burst into a convenience store. You saw that surveillance video. Just went running through the convenience store, just knocking everything over through a gas station convenience store.
Yeah,
sometimes you need a Twinkie.
Every single day, there's more evidence mounting. And I don't hear the government talking about it. I don't hear them doing anything about it. They're asleep at the wheel.
Well, we're the only ones. We keep saying, hey, people, you know, bad things are coming, and everybody's like, oh, I'd rather just put my head in the sand. Well,
exactly.
We would like you to run through the streets waving your arms and screaming.
Needlessly. That's our thing.
That's the appropriate reaction.
We want to whip you into a needless frenzy.
Yes.
That's what we do.
Come on, people, panic. Let's get on it.
All right, time for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Well, if the animals allow it, the Pepsi 500 is happening on Sunday, October the 11th. That's at the Auto Club Speedway. And you will not have to read about it in the paper the next day because you're going to be there in person to see it. That's your prize for being on the air for Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew.
All right, I don't have the phone screen in here, Bean, so you're going to tell me where to go.
Okay, sure. Let's start with Greg. He is on line 3 on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, talking about something he saw on TV last night. Hi, Greg. Welcome to the show. What It Do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Greg?
What's going on?
Hey, this is what's going on. Conan O'Brien and Megan Fox. Megan Fox has the biggest crush on Conan O'Brien.
She was on his show?
Last night.
Yeah.
Now, I saw that, and it was very sweet of her to say, but I got the impression, and maybe I'm just being cynical here, Greg, that the only reason she said that was because they had a prepared bit set up that he was going to sing, because she said she loves it when he sings in that Irish voice or whatever, and then he sat there at the desk and sang a song that the band was conveniently ready to play for him. So to me, it just sounded like it was something they prepared ahead of time in order to make her segment more interesting.
But that was a song that he usually sings all the time, so the band's probably already ready for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. Wow. I mean, I don't know, but I'm telling you what, when Megan Fox comes out there and sits next to you and says she's had a crush on you for years, I can't believe Conan was able to go on, and I can't believe he didn't raise the desk about a foot in the air.
Yeah.
That is true. That
Here's
is
the
true.
Thing. Guys, much more than girls, we want to believe.
Well, Greg wants to believe.
Yeah, Greg is like, listen to me, she loves him. Because Greg thinks one day she's going to see Greg, and then it's going to be the same
thing.
Yeah. For sure.
No, you're right.
She did not look bad last night, did she?
Not at all.
She hasn't really had a bad day yet, has she?
No. She's got a few
I'm
good years left in her.
Trouble liking her. Okay.
Thank you for the call.
Not me.
Let's go to Matt on line 2. Yeah, you do get the impression that she could wake up with no makeup and just roll over and look amazing.
Yeah.
She does have
What it do, Lisa?
What it do, Matt?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, have you guys ever heard of the eraser game?
The eraser game?
I don't think I have.
You take the back of a pencil where the eraser is, and everybody throws in money, and you erase it, the back of your hand, and the skin breaks to way down, and you go, and you have to say A, and the person erasing their hand has to say apple, and if they go all the way to Z, you give them how much money is in the pot.
Do you just keep erasing your hand the whole time?
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
well, that seems stupid.
That seems stupid.
You know what, Matt? That seems stupid. Where have you seen this?
Well, we do it in school.
I guarantee he's done it.
Matt, stop it.
Okay.
We did, and when I was in school, it was Russian roulette. You know, because that's
really?
Fun.
Loaded
that's,
gun?
That's good fun.
Now that's a game with some excitement to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a loaded gun, but not all the chambers.
That's true.
So you never know. I mean, that's the excitement of it.
Don't pussy around with an eraser. Come on. That's not a man's game. Let's try line 5. Shannon is on the line this morning. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Shannon. What it do?
Hi. What it do?
Hi, Hi, Shannon.
Hi. I just wanted to talk about those shape-ups, those new sneakers that came out. They actually work.
Oh, now these are the ones that supposedly if you wear them, they give your legs a workout while you walk, and then your legs are stronger and look better.
Yes.
And do they really do that?
Yes, they do. We're in a weight loss program here where I work.
Mm-hmm.
And for the last month, I mean, we all lost anywhere from 5 to 10 pounds.
But wait a minute.
Only with the shoes or were you dieting?
I thought it was just supposed to help tone your legs. I didn't know it was a weight loss program. Product.
Well, we've been walking. We walk during our lunch breaks, and then we walk when we go home or
okay.
whatever.
But, so you've been walking more than normal.
Well, then wouldn't it happen without the shoes?
Yes.
Well, I just feel like these shoes increased our, you know,
okay.
our strength and everything. So, I mean, we all got fit, you know.
Well, congratulations.
I'm glad, because those are hideous shoes.
Yeah, they,
I'm glad they do something.
They look hideous, yes, but they actually do work.
All right.
Hey, I have one question, because I haven't seen them. I've only read about them. How do they give your legs more of a workout? Do they make it more difficult for you to walk?
It's just, like, we walk more on heel to toe, so we're, like, really toning up our calves.
Yeah, they're like earth shoes. Remember those?
No.
That were slanted,
yeah.
So your toe was up. More?
I don't remember those.
Yeah.
And
how fat is your office? Jesus. Got everybody in there wearing these shoes.
Just take the shoes, throw them away, and join The Biggest Loser, whatever
no,
that TV show
go.
Is.
That just started up again.
All right. Good shoe
right,
update.
Thanks, Shannon. Hey, there are women out there who are very excited to hear that news, and they're going to make that call today. I'll tell you that. All right, everyone else is lame, so we'll leave it there, but thank you for the calls. We got a huge Kevin and Bean show today, am I right?
Well, it's Friday morning, and that means a couple of things. One is Movie Beat. Ralph will tell you the new movies that are in the theater.
Great.
Always love that. Adam Carolla will be in the studio as well.
Yeah.
With This Week in Rage. It turns out occasionally something will bother him. And most of the time, it's stuff that you and I would never have thought would bug anyone, anywhere, anytime. And yet, somehow, he's all worked up about it.
Yeah.
Is Adam going to die of a heart attack at a very young age, or do you think he's able to, by giving him the opportunity to release that?
Yeah, I think so.
I
do too.
Sets
I think
right
the
again.
Venting is venting helping is, him.
It's
actually.
Important. I mean, and he is also a boxer, so maybe he gets in the ring and then he comes on our show and yells for a while. I don't know.
I just, guys like that, I mean, how has Lewis Black survived to 60? You know, that's a guy I expected to
yeah.
drop dead of a heart attack years ago.
The big extra. Mario Lopez is going to get a dog, and we're going to do 5 months of television about it.
Yes.
We talked to Mario Lopez in the 9 o'clock hour yesterday. If you missed that, we got some highlights coming up for you. But I believe Ralph's going to bring in some highlights of last night's Extra.
Okay.
All right, so Mario, we got to talk.
Uh-oh, what's up?
I heard you're thinking of getting a dog.
Yep, there it is. That's the
it.
Beginning. That's the beginning of 5 months of Extra coverage on his new dog.
Now, but that's an entertainment news show, right? That's an Entertainment
that's
Tonight type show,
mm-hmm.
Access Hollywood
right,
type
right.
show. So when she says, so Mario, here you're getting a dog, really, that's too much already.
Yeah.
They're going to do 5 months.
Yep.
So let's see. What else do we have? We have Joel McHale on the program today.
Yeah, I love
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
He was in Community last night, brand new TV show. He's in the movie The Informant, which I believe opens today.
Big week.
What
for
a
him.
Week.
Yeah.
Wow.
We have a new round of Internet Roundup. Some pretty good stuff.
Okay.
Great stuff.
Jason Schwartzman has a new show
yeah.
on HBO called Bored to Death.
Damn.
And he's going to be in the studio. Very excited about that. And a little fellow by the name of Steve Carell, who's, of course, on The Office.
He's the best.
The Office was great last night. It was so good to have it back.
It was. So we'll take a quick break, and we will come back with Ralph. Showbiz Beat Neck. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 5:52.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, we're the show giving away tickets to see Pearl Jam every single hour on this morning's program. So if you like the PJ, stick around. We have a chance for you to win coming up, always just a few minutes away. Ralph is here on a Friday morning with our first look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Yeah, they may have a suspect in the Lindsay Lohan burglary case.
Ooh, this is the one that's supposed to be an inside job?
Yeah, inside.
Yeah.
Apparently not so much.
Oh.
They've got surveillance video of this dude and this chick breaking into the house. It turns out it was the same dude that broke into Audrina Patridge's house.
Really?
Well, the LAPD has arrested Nicholas Prugo yesterday. They charged him with felony burglary. He is a 18-year-old kid
right.
from Calabasas, I believe.
Right.
He's going to have to make $20,000 bail to get out. Cops apparently followed leads after he was caught on security tape with a young woman breaking into both homes. No word on who the woman in the video is yet, but they believe they have a pretty strong case against this Nicholas Prugo.
Wonder how they found him.
Probably by showing his picture around from the videos, I'm guessing. And they said, I know that dude. That's Nicholas Prugo. And they went to Nicholas Prugo's house. They said, we know you. You're the guy in the video. You're under arrest. That's how it works, man.
Can you explain it in greater detail?
I'm sorry. It's the best I can
okay.
do.
I remember seeing the surveillance video, and it seemed awfully far away and fuzzy. It didn't seem like enough to get an ID on, but apparently somebody knew him well enough to do it.
Okay, they didn't catch him. My bad. I'm making the whole story up. It's not Nicholas Prugo.
I'm always impressed with
throwing
a name
out there.
That's all I'm telling
you. You don't watch CSI. That's all this tells me.
I guess.
Can you amplify and crystallize that shot for me? Boop, 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 boop. Done.
Done.
Yeah,
they do it every
amazing
episode.
What
every
they do.
Episode.
2 seconds later.
I can't see that license plate. Can you zoom in there and boop, 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 boop. Done.
And then it's a shot from space, yeah. Yet yes. All of a sudden it's in high def and it couldn't be any clearer or yes. closer.
So listen. Listen, 18th century man, we don't want to hear you complaining with you and your nightstick walking the beat with your giant cop hat on, okay? We've made some advances in the world of law enforcement.
I would pay a lot to see that, to see being with a nightstick.
Walking the beat.
Yeah.
Star Jones and Rosie O'Donnell are teaming up for a TV show.
Wow. You lie!
Two people.
This is one of the signs of the apocalypse, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Wow. Star Jones and Rosie O'Donnell. In Touch magazine claims that the formerly feuding View co-hosts are getting along so great now, they've decided to do a road trip type of reality show.
Wow.
And would like to become the Lucy and Ethel of reality TV.
God.
That's her laugh. That's going to be bad.
No, is it? Is it really? Here's what I'm saying. Put those two on the road someplace, making them film a TV show. It's just a matter of time for one of them eats the other.
That's true.
It's going to happen. Next thing you just see one of them with a napkin just dabbing their lips and it's all over. We got one less to worry about. I say absolutely put them together. They can't resist for long.
And Jessica Simpson will go on a lifelong search to try and find the one that disappeared.
Okay. Yes.
I could have done that.
No. Better. Strong.
Because the...
No, do it again. No, absolutely do it again.
The coyote ate the dog.
But she's still looking.
It's in her stomach.
Gotcha.
Okay, and then you were talking about...
Right.
Okay.
Strong. You are my hero.
Yes, I would.
Speaking of new TV shows, Penn and Teller have just signed a deal with ABC to do a new series, a comedy series,
really?
On their network. I think I love this idea already.
A fiction?
Yeah, well, it's loosely based on their own lives. Variety magazine says that the duo will play a couple of Las Vegas magicians at night, but during the day, they work as detectives.
Yeah!
Private eyes during the day, magicians at night.
I like
How
it.
How funny does that already sound?
I love Penn those guys. Those
I
guys are great.
I watch Bull Bleep on Showtime.
That's a great show.
It's the season's over now, but I've watched it for... They've had 7 seasons of that show,
yeah.
By the way, on the air. And it's very entertaining, and I think they're very funny. And this sounds like a quirky, funny show that I would like to watch. So I'm very happy to hear this news.
Teller doesn't have a lot of lines, though, I'm guessing.
Probably not.
Right. That's going to be so easy for
him. He is the quiet one.
Yeah.
And speaking of television, Glee, apparently a huge hit on the television. People are watching in droves, so there's a new fall hit already.
It's
I like
a great
that
show.
It's very entertaining. Apparently, it pulled in around 6.5 million people this week, which is very respectable in the face of America's Got Talent. Which they were up against, which pulled in about 15.5 million viewers, but that's all over.
AGT? Yeah.
But that's all over, so Glee's audience should grow in leaps and bounds now that they don't have that competition anymore. Bad news, though, for Misha Barton's new TV show, The Beautiful Life.
What?
The Beautiful Life?
Yeah, that
Misha
premiered.
Barton's new show?
I guess last week.
Nabbed just 1.5 million viewers for its debut episode. People saying it doesn't look good for the future of that show. Which may be the reason... That the New York Post is saying Misha Barton was spotted in a local nightclub in New York City, loaded.
Didn't she just get out of some sort of...
just got out of...
tank, right?
The
72 hour.
The nutty, the nut hatch.
Right.
The nut bin.
Right.
The nut loaf. The nut sack.
I don't think it was a loaf or sack.
I don't think it was a nut sack.
Not a loaf or sack.
Yeah, she was suicidal, so we heard. And she went into a treatment center here in Los Angeles, the Cedars-Sinai Psychiatric Ward, to keep an eye on her. And then part of that deal was she had to go into rehab and get sober.
Right.
Well, apparently she was spotted in a New York nightclub recently, wandering around with a cocktail in hand, slurring in a British accent.
All right.
Demanding to see the DJ.
Okay.
Apparently, once she found the DJ, she made her way into the booth and was dancing by herself for an hour, onlookers say, with her eyes closed. Yeah, that sounds like she was loaded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Slurring in a British accent. She should work here as an intern.
Yeah. They tell you in AA, you got to get back on the horse. You know, you can't just let this thing whip you. You got to get back out there and start doing it.
You have to learn to drink in moderation.
That's what, is that what they tell you?
That's what they say.
That's the 13th step.
It's 13.
Yeah, step 13th 13. Step is have occasional cocktail, just so you know, you just get used to it. So you learn how to manage your alcohol. Don't quit it.
No, Mike.
It's healthy to hang out in bars and other places where people are drinking and doing drugs?
That environment breeds good recovery, they say.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you stop alcohol completely, you will get the bends.
I hear that's true.
And that's science.
And scurvy.
That is science.
And scurvy, right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Fred Willard, one of our favorite funny men. How funny is Fred Willard?
He's the best.
70 years old today. James Gandolfini, who, of course, was Tony Soprano in the legendary TV series The Sopranos, currently on Broadway. Can be seen in God of Carnage. 48 years old. Holly Robinson Pete from Hanging with Mr. Cooper is 45. Ricky Bell of Bell, Biv, and DeVoe.
Yeah!
He is 42 years old today. You can see Ricky Bell's autographed Jamba Juice cup right next to Kevin's if you're ever in Tarzana, California, if you want to stop by.
That place has been dismantled, I'm happy
But they saved the cups, though. They saved the autographed cup collection, right?
Yeah.
Of all the big stars who have their autographed Jamba Juice cups up on the wall, they saved those.
They gave them to two girls.
Oh, stop.
Nicely done.
Aisha Tyler's 39 years old today. She's a comedian and actress. Jada Pinkett Smith is 38. Lance Armstrong is 38 as well. James Marsden, he, of course, Cyclops from the X-Men movies. Ally McBeal, The Notebook, he is 36. Rapper Xzibit celebrates his 35th birthday. And one of our favorites around here, actor Robert Blake, who you probably best better...
He's one of our favorites.
Sure. Probably best known for leaving his gun behind in the booth after his wife got shot. That proved he didn't do it right there.
Sure.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
He's 76.
Really go there.
Who do you think?
Who do you think?
How do I know?
How do I know?
Because you know people that she knew. I don't know people that she knew.
I don't know.
There you go. And Robert Blake. Robert Blake. He's giving testimony about who killed his wife. He's 76. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Friday morning means Ralph is here with the movie.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Hey, party people. Seven new movies out in the Cineplexes this weekend. Some in limited release, some in wide release. We're going to talk about some of the bigger ones and one of the smaller ones, because the smaller one, called The Burning Plain, stars the world's most perfect woman. Her name? Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Yeah. This movie sounds way honked up.
Mike does that every time he mentions her.
He just tries to cheese me off, and I'm just moving on.
Okay.
This movie sounds honked up, but in the best possible way.
What is it? I don't know what it's about.
Charlize plays a beautiful, but mysteriously cool and detached woman who inside has a sexually charged storm of emotion.
Yeah.
All right.
Apparently, the movie opens up with, like, this insane, hot, nude sex scene featuring Charlize Theron.
All right.
If you like that sort of thing, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in.
I've already pre-ordered the Amazon DVD.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm on Amazon.com. I'm waiting for it.
Right. Vagina is?
Disgusting.
No. And then, apparently, throughout the film, she goes on a journey through time and space.
For what?
Interacting with three other strangers whose lives all intersect in a very powerful emotional way. Don't ask me.
Okay.
I just know that she gets naked in it. That's all what right. I've heard.
That's a tough sell for a movie.
Is it?
Not Charlize easy to get your
Theron
head around.
Naked, no. Having a hot sex scene?
That part is simple.
Then lay your money down, son.
Listen, I will.
That's all I got to tell you. Also opening this weekend for the kids is Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. This book is a monster smash amongst the kiddie set, this Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. It's about a scientist who's able to create a food storm. He solves the world's hunger problem by creating a machine that enables the food to rain from the skies.
It's based on science.
It is.
It's a true story.
Yeah. If this book is, if this movie is any reflection as the popularity of the book is, then this is going to be a smash hit for the kids. Atta Farris, Bill Hader, and Bruce Campbell all star as the voices in this animated film from Sony Pictures. Here are some clips from the trailer of Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
When my little town fell on hard times, all anyone could afford to eat were sardines. And because sardines are super gross.
Gross!
This was my chance to show everyone what I was made of. Conversion of water into food.
Then you look me in the eye and tell me, son, you've got this under control, and it's not going to end up in a disaster.
These are big hot dogs.
And food falls from the sky.
That's pretty cool.
It's right. Cute. The kids will love it. They'll eat it up.
Oh, no, I didn't. You didn't.
They should quote you on that. You should be in their ad.
Also opening this weekend, Love Happens. Romantic comedy starring Aaron Eckhart and Jennifer Aniston.
She's awesome.
He's awesome.
I have high hopes for this.
Do you?
I do. I have high hopes that it is a mediocre romance, because that's better than most of them.
I have high hopes that it's mediocre.
That is about as much as you can generally hope for.
She's got her finger crossed. Come on, mediocre.
I will take mediocre.
Hope just springs eternal in the ovaries, doesn't it?
It really does.
Women just want to believe.
Yeah, I love a good romance.
Yeah, we all do, Lisa, but doesn't mean that this is going to be it. You're hoping for mediocrity. I have high hopes of mediocrity for this film.
Come on,
average. You know what scares me off?
Look, I'm being realistic.
Yeah.
The title, Love Happens.
Yeah.
That is that really that they came up with?
Well, it certainly tells you a lot about the creativity of the group and the project.
Let's take a listen to the production meeting, shall we? What should we call this thing? Gosh, I don't know. What happens in the movie? Love. Good enough for me. Love Happens.
They're probably talking to the San Diego Convention Authority.
Could be.
Happy
Happens. Happy Happens. He is a popular self-help guru, Aaron Eckhart, who has lost his wife and is trying to deal with her passing. Jennifer Aniston is a woman who, I don't know, she's got some old problems of her own, can't get a fella.
Sure.
And they meet. And you know what happens?
Love.
Love. Love happens.
Yeah.
Here's a scene where Aaron Eckhart's character, Burke, is confessing to Eloise. You don't meet a lot of Eloises anymore.
No.
Played by Jennifer Aniston. And explain to her exactly where he's coming from.
I haven't been on a date in 3 years. See, I was married. And normally I'm quite dashing and debonair and whatever other D word there is that would really impress you, but it's painfully apparent that I'm a little rusty.
Douchebag?
Why wouldn't you just say so?
Desperate attempt to hold on to whatever shred of masculinity that I have left.
Oh, that scares me.
Poor
that
Aaron
does
Eckhart.
Not sound good.
Yeah, I'd rather die.
I don't care how good the actors are, when you make them read those lines, no one's getting out alive.
Yeah.
Best of luck, Lisa.
All right.
Enjoy. Also opening this weekend, The Informant, Steven Soderbergh.
So excited.
Takes on the true story of a star witness inside a agricultural business.
Is this really a true story?
Yeah, really is.
I didn't know that at all.
It's true.
How about that?
Yeah. It's sort of a Coen Brothers-esque take on this story. Okay. But apparently this guy who they tapped to be their mole inside this company as they were trying to level charges against this company was quite the piece of work. He is a loser, played by Matt Damon, and the comedy ensues when all of the FBI and lawyers surrounding the case have to try to deal with their company man turned whistleblower, a guy named Mark Whitaker, who is just an idiot.
Yeah.
And they try to work around that fact. Here's a scene from the film where Mark Whitaker, once again, as I mentioned, played by Matt Damon, proves that he just cannot work with these guys and keep a secret while he's trying to be the inside man to gather information for their case.
Who else did you tell about the raid?
Well, I had to tell my secretary. Guys, I'm the head of the bioproducts division. She has to know where to get in touch with me. I told her months ago. So all I said was, Liz, I'm doing some work with the FBI. I might be out of touch for a while. That's it. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned the name Kathy Doherty a time or two. She is a trusted ally.
Who else? Don't jack us around, Mark.
Kirk Schmidt.
He's a long list of people he's talked to about this.
I love that name. He's a funny guy.
He is very funny.
He really strikes me as a guy that can pull this off.
Very clever. He gained about 40 pounds for this role, by the way. He's putting on a horrible toupee, cheesy mustache.
He looks like he's in character in this. Our buddy Joel McHale also stars. Patton Oswalt. A lot of comedians were hired for this movie.
Yep.
Because Steven Soderbergh said he just likes the energy they bring to a project. So this looks very promising this weekend, as does Jennifer's Body.
Sure, there's that.
Ah! You got Megan Fox. You got her being all sultry and whatnot.
And you're into that kind of thing.
Sure, she seduces boys and then eats them because there's a demon trapped inside of her.
Right.
But that's a small price to pay, I think, isn't it?
It's a decent trade-off.
Yeah. Her best friend, played by Amanda Seyfried, starts to catch on to what Jennifer is doing, and, you know, she has to battle the demon.
Sure.
But then Megan Fox, Jennifer, tries to seduce her as well.
Yes.
So there's a little lesbian action.
That's what I'm talking about.
There's a lot going on in this film.
Yes. Megan Fox, what do you have? Weird thumbs.
Dave didn't ask that, did
no,
he?
No, he was... That was it. I didn't have time for it.
That was his mic check, yeah.
I didn't have time for it. That was his mic check as he was preparing his question. So it was on the list.
Wow. Guess we dodged a bullet. As bad as I thought that interview was, it could have been worse.
Yes, we did.
Here's a scene where Amanda Seyfried is telling off Megan Fox for all the evil she's perpetrating.
Why, Chip? Is it just to tick me off? Or is it because you're just really insecure? I am not insecure, needy. God, that's a joke. How could I ever be insecure? I was the snowflake queen. Yeah. 2 years ago, when you were socially relevant. I am still socially relevant. And when you didn't need laxatives to stay skinny. I am going to eat your soul. I thought you only murdered boys. I go both ways.
Ah! I'm in. I am so in. I don't know whether to scream or get an erection.
Or both.
Or both.
Yeah. Did she say I'm going to eat your soul?
That's what she does, you know. She's a demon.
Seems difficult. I'm in.
You just haven't been there, man. Haven't lived the life.
I haven't lived that life, no.
Yeah, Jennifer's Body's, that looks like a good time. That looks like 2 hours of just popcorn fun and tight pants. For yours truly.
Yours or
mine, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're pitching a tent to the left and right, you kidding me?
Yeah, awesome.
I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the movie beat.
I'll let you know. Is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's Ralph Garman Movie Beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and that, of course, is Rise Against at 6:43.
The Kevin Bean Show. Congratulations to Kevin Bean Lister Christian Lancaster. Picked up tickets for Pearl Jam. We've got them for you every hour on this morning show. And I think producer Alex, by the way, is making time with Joel McHale on the phone right now.
Oh, is that right?
Everyone wants to make time with Joel McHale. He's the best. He's just one of those guys.
I think in a moment we're going to have him. Last night, of course, his Community debuted. Today he's got a movie from Steven Soderbergh in theaters called The Informant. We love Joel. We couldn't be happier for success. And he joins us right now on The Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Joel, how are
Hello.
You, man?
I'm well. You guys? How are you?
We're good.
Good.
You have had an unbelievable week. I've been following you around the TV dial, and I'm telling you what, you're not in basic cable anymore, are you? When you start doing the kind of shows, the amount of interviews that you've been doing for all this stuff you have going on.
Yeah, well, I was on The View, so it kind of felt like basic cable.
Oh. I'm glad you brought that up. Joel did one of the funniest things I've ever seen on The View. Joel, you weren't expecting this, but I have a clip because, let's face
really?
It, on The Soup, I know, I have a clip of another interview, right. On The Soup, you talk about The View all the time because they're one of the worst shows on television, and that somehow came up in the interview. Listen up.
You know, you always make fun of us.
Yes.
We are always on your show all the time.
Yes.
How come you do that?
Have you seen your show?
Oh, I was so happy. So happy. Joel's talking to the one I call not Whoopi Goldberg, that whoever that black chick is. But, oh, I was so glad you did that, Joel.
Well, you know, you said it was the worst show, one of the worst shows. It's one of the best shows, my friend.
Right, but you for the same
for
reason.
You.
For the same reason.
Yeah, for us, it's great.
You love them.
Yeah, between them and Wendy Williams, we're set.
Joel Williams is unbelievable.
Joel, now that you're a big TV actor and a big movie actor, and I think you're going to star in Broadway, you're not giving up The Soup, are you?
No, yeah,
okay,
but
good.
I am going to do Bye Bye Birdie here on Broadway.
Okay, that's what I figured.
Take over for Stamos.
Sure.
So you've been talking about Community for months. We all knew it was coming. Last night it was here. How did it feel to get that puppy on the air?
I actually did not watch it. because I've seen it so many times now that I was like, I'm just going to chase my children around. And I actually got to go to that taping of that half-hour Saturday Night Live weekend update thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, cool.
That was occurring at the exact same time, so I actually didn't see it. But I was, I just hope to God people watch it and like it.
Well, you certainly sold it well by saying that you didn't watch it and you went to something else. I mean, that's
I have seen it so many times. Go back and listen to your radio shows?
No.
Yeah, that's a good point. So how does it work? I know that it's a cutthroat business, network TV these days. I mean, you know, you get a lot of latitude on a basic cable show. You can be on there and just barely hang on for years at a time. But with the networks, man, it seems like if you don't make a certain rating out of the gate, they are so quick to panic. I mean, when will you get the first call to let you know how you're doing?
I haven't received a call yet, so that might be a bad sign. I have no idea. Yeah, that's true. That's why, you know, I'm continuing to do in the soup, because you never know. It's so unpredictable, network television. So that's why I'm, you know, keeping my day job.
The Community debuted last night on NBC. If you didn't miss it, NBC is being really good, especially this season, about putting all of their shows up on the site afterward. You can still go back and watch it if you want to, if you missed it, which is great. That's a great service they provide. But Chevy Chase is the other big name besides Joel in the show, and a lot of people, I think, were surprised.
Well, what about Ken Jeong from The Hangover?
Well, we haven't seen him yet, but I know he's coming up on
the episode.
How did it happen that Chevy Chase wanted to do this show, Joel, if you know?
He asked for the role. He actually came in on his own and asked if he could do it, and they said, well, you're Chevy Chase, so of course you can do it. And as you hopefully saw last night, he plays, you know, that guy perfectly, a guy who started a moist towelette company. And I think we all want to hear the word moist over and over again.
That's so true.
I have a friend who falls into a heap. That word just gives her the heebie-jeebies.
The moist?
Yes.
Yeah, I know that sounds ridiculous, but she's telling a true story.
Absolutely.
There's a girl that literally goes into convulsions every time she hears that word. It's the most bizarre thing in the world. So
this makes me laugh.
I want to start a company called Moist.
Yes.
I don't know what we'd sell.
Just moisture.
It's a great day.
Or it could be like Moist, children's clothes. It would be really weird.
It
wouldn't make any sense.
When you're sitting on the step and you're in a scene with Chevy Chase, do you pinch yourself? Do you think, this is crazy that this is happening?
Yes, it's very strange, and sometimes I'll just blurt out. I'll just go, Russ! And and then we'll look around, and I'll go, oh, hey, Russ. It's very strange, because I can quote Fletch back to him verbatim, and our Vacation or Caddyshack, and I think he thought it was cute at first, and now it's just annoying and creepy, and
but you continue to do it.
I can tell. How can you not?
Yes. Okay. Good. Just want to check.
Well,
yeah. The dog went on the sandwiches, and it just won't ever stop.
As I mentioned when we brought you on, Joel, and I'm being serious here, we couldn't be happier to see these good things happen to you with the Soderbergh movie out today and with the TV show last night. Man, we are all really, really pulling for you, and I hope everything works out great.
I hope you are right, and I hope you will allow me to come in studio, because this time you said, like, I literally could not. You were like, no, you cannot come in.
Well, we don't like you that much, but...
I know.
Hygiene issue, and we didn't know how to bring it up.
All right.
We're walking a very, very difficult line, and that is Joel is just about to be big enough that he doesn't have to have anything to do with us.
Right. So we're going to drop him before he drops us?
Well,
is that it?
I think we have to preemptively drop, because it's guaranteed the other way.
It hurts us otherwise.
Right. It's going to hurt our feelings.
Like in fifth grade, when you hear that girl's going to break up with you, you're like, oh, I'm going to break up with her.
Exactly.
You do it first, right? And then you realize she wasn't going to, and you ruined it. But
she had no intention.
It's a risk you have
to take. Be your last ever appearance on the Kevin DeBean Show, is what our fear is, Joel. I hope that you will tell us now, and you'll be truthful, that you will come on at least one more time.
I will, but where is Rick Dees on the dial now?
He's not really there anymore.
Yeah, he passed away or something. I don't know. All right. Community airs Thursday nights on NBC. Go see the film called The Informant in today. Joel plays what are you playing? Like a G-Man or something? FBI guy or something like that?
Yeah, me and Scott Bakula play FBI agents to Matt Damon's character's case. So
it looks fantastic.
Yeah, it's good times. That Matt Damon knows what he's doing.
He does.
He sure does. All right, Joel, man, we love you. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. All right, dude?
Thank you so much, you guys. Thanks for having me on.
You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. We have your tickets to see Pearl Jam. All week long, we're giving them to you. Pearl Jam is sold out at the Gibson Amphitheater. Don't look at me, Ralph. September 30th, October 1st, 6th, and 7th with Ben Harper, and we've got your tickets coming up.
Kevin, you just have to power through. You have to ignore the people in the room, right?
Giving this to you.
It is 6:58 now.
We got a huge Kevin DeBean show still ahead. I mean, already we've had a huge Kevin DeBean show.
Yes.
The Movie Beat with Mario Lopez, with Joel McHale. But how about this? How about Jason Schwartzman on the show later on today? How about Steve Carell?
Jason Schwartzman.
Oh, we need a weekend. We need a weekend, my friends. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Friday. What's going on?
Oh, Lindsay Lohan continues to impress. Great story coming out of New York. You know, she was there for Fashion Week, which, for people dealing with Lindsay Lohan, has been renamed Hell Week.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She showed up at an event for the G-Star clothing line at the Hammerstein Ballroom there in New York City. And when she arrived with her sister Allie in tow, Natch, and a few other guests.
Sorry, did you say Natch?
Always.
Mm-hmm.
She started copying an attitude, refusing to pose for photos on the outside of the event, had to be dragged through the press line. Then when she got inside, she wasn't happy with the seating arrangements for the runway show. She started grabbing seating cards for other celebrities and moving them around or throwing them on the floor.
Wow.
Perfect. She'd take, like, Juliette Lewis and move her over here, and then she took Taylor Momsen's card and threw it on the floor, and the event producers finally had to approach her. Excuse me, Ms. Lohan, we can't have you moving the seats and throwing certain people's cards on the floor. She flipped out, screaming, "Don't effing touch me."
Yeah.
Pushed the person off of her and continued moving the place cards.
Really?
Says the source. Yeah.
I hope they effing threw her out.
They effing did not.
Well, they effing needed to.
She was effing allowed to stay.
Wow.
That's effing wrong.
Have you guys seen her lately? Have you seen how bad she looks?
She looks like
she hadn't had a shower in about a month.
I know. Yeah. For the most part, those photos are the case. But there are some photos from Fashion Week this week where she looks awesome.
She's beautiful.
Really?
She's too skinny for me,
though.
The lips look good.
Yeah. It kind of goes down after a little
while. Collagen
does
reduce, yeah, after the initial injections.
Don't ask.
Wow, you're horny at 6 a.m., huh?
Yeah, sure am. Kanye West has been in the news recently.
A little bit.
What's going on with Kanye?
About what?
A little bit, but his girlfriend, Amber Rose, apparently wants her share of the spotlight, too. Could not be more wrong.
She is bald.
But hot.
But hot. Look, she's the hottest bald chick you've ever seen.
No way.
She's built like a dream.
Yes.
What's with the Chewbacca and the gongs?
Bean's retarded.
That's all Bean.
She's a weirdo.
She's scary.
Wait.
That's why.
She's scary.
Yeah.
She's scary.
She's diabolically hot.
But scary.
She would kill Bean.
Being weird or scary has nothing to do with bell or gong or anything. It's just hot or not hot.
Yeah, I got not hot on here.
Well,
I'm
you're
sorry.
Wrong.
Well,
that's
okay.
Just.
You're wrong.
This is science.
It is. Empirically, that's just wrong.
It's provable.
Sounds like communism. She has done a layout for Complex magazine.
Okay.
If you go to complex.com as we speak, you can see the photos of her, which involve her nude.
All right.
Some photos, she's smoking a cigarette in a cigarette holder. At some point, she's locked up in a cage.
Yeah.
Other times, she's holding a whip. All the time, looking hot.
She's also, I think part of it, she's also got some of that Kanye on her, too. And that makes her less hot. You know?
Hot.
Yeah.
You know how Rose McGowan, as hot as she is, got less hot when you knew that Marilyn Manson had her? That's kind of partly how I feel about Amber, is that Kanye's been there.
Well, then start banging the gong and doing Chewbacca for Rose McGowan, then.
Good point.
If that's the new standard.
You're still attracted to her.
That's true.
We're looking up her photos
now
on the internet as we speak. Oh, it's a video, too. Oh, it's a video.
We can.
I got to get out of here. Put one of those on me. Yep. Give me that.
That's a condom ad.
It sure is.
Yeah. Hey, Ralph.
What?
You haven't been around a lot to watch Mike search, but...
Does it take a while to get to what you're shooting for?
We'll have it by Monday.
All right. That's good news.
Come back to us.
Today's celebrity birthday is Robert Blake. He was Beretta on the old TV show. Great TV show, Beretta. Then he killed his wife, allegedly.
Shut up. That seems less than advisable.
Just saying, of his body of work, that would probably be the lesser.
Yeah.
He's 76 years old today. I think he's working at a stable now.
That is the last I heard.
A horse stable?
Like cleaning out stables and
friend
stuff.
Of his apparently owns a stable, and he is now a stable boy.
Wow. Wasn't he also, is this just an urban legend, Ralph, one of the Little Rascals?
Not an urban legend. He was actually, was Mickey of the Little Rascals.
The Little Rascals,
when he was
in the 30s.
He was a kid actor, yeah. He was also Little Beaver.
Oh.
Yeah.
In the old Red Rider Western movies. He was Red Rider's Indian boy companion, Little Beaver.
And I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't either.
I don't think it's about Robert Blake.
Wow. I don't think we're talking about the same thing.
It's true. He was Little Beaver.
All right.
And he was
Lisa,
Mickey in the...
Little Beaver for a while?
For a little while.
He was Mickey in the Little Rascals because his real name is Mickey Gubitosi.
What?
All right. I can
write an autobiography?
Bobby and I are close. Bobby Blake and I are close.
I can say I've heard too much about this story now.
Fred Willard is 70 years old today. James Gandolfini of The Sopranos turns 48. Aisha Tyler, who was the host of The Soup for a minute, and then she has a very successful acting and stand-up career. She's 39. Jada Pinkett Smith is 38. Hawthorne, RN. Boy, is that show blow.
I couldn't even watch it.
It's a new nurse show starring Jada Pinkett Smith.
She looks very earnest.
You can take your time and flip around when that's on. Lance Armstrong's 38. James Marsden of The Notebook. Ally McBeal, the X-Men films. He is 36. And Exhibit celebrates his 35th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Right now, though, time for the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Yeehaw! Click that mouse and open your browser. Plug your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
It wouldn't kill me to have that re-recorded. I'll tell you that.
That's what I say.
It's the best.
And by the best.
That?
And by the best, you mean...
the worst best.
All right.
Look, I know that it has sentimental value since Lightning died and all, so we keep it on, keep a little piece of him alive
still
on the
alive.
Show.
Still alive.
But what? There's
alive.
No excuse for plague.
Internet Roundup, kevinandbean.com. You go there and you click on Internet Roundup. There are hundreds of links to some of our favorite stuff, and we're adding to it all the time. Bean was very obsessed with an Internet posting while we were in New York City because this chick apparently is smoking hot.
Yeah.
And she goes on and she says, you know, I'm a mother now and I had a one night stand and I'm looking for the man. And, you know, if you want to do the right thing and get in touch with me. You know,
so she had a one night stand. She got pregnant. Uh-huh. And now she's looking for the guy.
Right.
Okay.
Good luck with that, right?
Yeah. That's gonna happen.
That was our first thought. But then we found out. Well, let me play it for you. And then we'll tell you what we found out.
Really, really want to let you know that that August is here, that he exists. I feel I owe it to both you and to him. And also, I want to let you know that I'm not a bimbo or something like that. I know that August is yours because I haven't been with anybody else since that night.
Okay, so we see this video, and it's very effective because you can't, it's a very compelling story. She's on the internet looking for this father of her baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin and I, when we first discussed it, we said, it might not even be true, but how hot is she? I mean, seriously, I want it to be true, right? And I want to believe that you go to Holland and hot chicks will have one-night stands with you, and right. then you leave. That's the best PR in the world for that country if this is true. Well, guess what was revealed this week, Lisa? Turns out that this was an ad campaign for the Tourism Board of Holland.
No!
How about that?
That's actually the message that they're trying to send out is, hey, come bang our hot blondes and then leave.
Isn't that brilliant?
I can't believe it.
I'm a 10, and I had sex with this guy, and if you come to Holland, you know, play your cards right.
You could be next.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
Apparently there is some controversy now with other people within the country who are saying it's a terrible image to be sending out to the world, and you never should have done it, but the actress has been revealed. It's not her baby. None of it is true.
Oh.
But anyway, it's very funny. You should see the video, and it is available in the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
All right. I don't know where this next clip came from. I'm upset that it came out anywhere. But
What?
You were on Married with Children, too, weren't you, Bean?
We did some – we were the guy on the radio, got your voices that come out of a radio on the Married with Children show back in the 90s a few times. And a listener recently unearthed the episode that Kevin is on the radio and sent it to us. And I think it's some of your best work.
I got to tell you, this is so depressing for me because I remember it being bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, wow, I shouldn't do this. Like, I am bad at this. I really – and I remember being depressed about how bad I was.
Yeah.
Then I watched the clip again, and I'm way worse than I realized.
So this isn't a voiceover? This is you physically?
No, it's a voiceover.
Oh, it is a voiceover.
It's me on the radio.
Oh, okay.
But
you think you'd be good at that?
You would think. Why? Based on what? I'm not good at it here.
I don't know.
All right, here's the worst acting in the history of television.
Hot enough for you, folks? It must be 1,000 degrees out there. Yep, it's summertime. And the wide oats are sizzling. Fish are popping and the DJ is high. I hope you're all as cool as I am.
What?
Yeah. Honestly, doesn't that sound like somebody who is going out of their way to be bad to be funny?
Yes.
I wasn't. That was the best I had.
Wow.
That's kind of a bummer.
That is mean of listeners.
There's another link up there from Florida. All good things happen in Florida because they're all crazy. There was a robbery. Some thugs were driving around. They turned off the lights in their car, and they robbed somebody. And wait till you hear what they robbed them of.
But you'll never believe what the armed suspects were after. A box of chicken.
It's getting crazy in the world today.
It's a box of Popeye's fried chicken.
Fried chicken?
Authorities say four unknown men drove by several times in a burgundy Pontiac sedan, yelling at the victim and her boyfriend, saying, quote, give us the chicken. Police say the passenger got out of the car with a shotgun and yelled, quote, you know what time it is, give it up.
You know what time it is, give it up.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, has anyone checked to see if it's Magic Johnson?
They have not, no.
We had such a good time sitting on the floor eating that bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I don't know. I had to find out where he was that night.
Then he ordered the victim to put down the chicken or else he would shoot him.
So
I put down the chicken.
So the car drove by several times, turned off the lights, then pulled up, got out with a weapon, and said, put the chicken down and back away.
Oh my God.
Love it.
The economy
love
is
it.
Worse than we thought. I love it when reporters go out into the public and they try to do reports, and then the people out there are so unruly that you really can't understand a word they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is this the Tea Party rally in D.C. the other day?
I don't know. It's about Joe Wilson.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and this is CNN, okay. And they toss it to a reporter out on the street, and there is a huge crowd of people, and they are more interested in having their voices be heard than the reporters. Yes, Bean.
This is a Fox News crowd, basically, and a rally against Obama. And then the CNN, of course, is their mortal sworn enemy that comes out there and tries to do a report. And yeah, you're right. They don't want to have anything to do with her.
Joe Wilson that they know in South Carolina.
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, if you can hear me, this crowd is not just here about health care, but they're here about a lot of issues that they're obviously upset about. Right now, they're chanting, tell the truth. They've been talking a lot to me about what they think CNN should air.
How awesome is that?
Wow.
I love it. And it's a proven technique to silence the other side is the best way to get an effective dialogue going.
Absolutely. If you can outshout them, you win.
Sure.
That's right.
And then there's a news station in a little city named Kirksville, kind of near Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And small town TV, they really like to make it, you know, homey. They like you to feel like you're their,
you know them.
Yeah.
You're their neighbor.
So they're willing to read out messages to people. You know, hey, happy birthday from so and so.
Like shout outs?
Yes, shout outs. But white shout outs.
Yeah, right.
But a lot of the people then started using this to send in funny names, which is exactly what I would do. And they don't get it for a second. Oh, they just read them right out, and they have no idea that these people are just pranking them.
Lou Bricken, happy. I hope your big party goes smooth. Love, Beth. And let's see, Gabe Asher, happy birthday, Gabe, from your mom, dad, sister, and your brother, Dixonormous. Happy 48th birthday.
That was Dixonormous.
Oh, thank you. I couldn't hear it.
To you,
Craven Moore. Happy 21st birthday. That's been a while for me. Anita Lay, happy birthday to my sweet little girl.
Anita.
Come on.
No way.
How do they not hear Anita Lay?
They don't get it. Because
how do they not know that Gabe Asher is Gabe Asher? How do they not get that?
I don't know. But they don't. Not only do they not know, they're so happy to be reading these out.
Anita.
So my anniversary's here. Donna and Harry, Mo Lester, Aster and Emma Royds. Amy and Willie B. Hardigan, Bill and May Ann Nays, happy anniversary. And then Hugh and Martha Erection.
Yeah.
Good old Emma Royds.
Hugh Erection.
Emma.
So those are our people right there. Those are awesome. The people that write in those names just to get these tools to say it on the air.
Which they do.
That's my people right there.
Well done.
That is as much me as anything that has ever been done.
That's what she said.
I'm an early bird and I'm a night owl, so I'm wise and I have worms.
No money, more problems.
The only thing I am worried about, I'm getting a boner.
That's what she said.
Nobody likes beets, Dwight. Why don't you grow something that everybody does like? You should grow candy.
Like booze ever killed anybody.
That's not what a hate crime is.
Well, I hated it a lot. That is the inside of your vagina.
That's what she said.
Apparently, in the medicine community, negative means good, which makes absolutely no sense.
Cage matches? Yeah, they work. How could they not work? If they didn't work, everybody would still be in the cage.
Let's gangbang this thing and go home.
That's what she said.
Guys, The Office is nominated for 9 Emmys this Sunday, including one for Outstanding Lead Actor with our next guest, Steve Carell, back on the Kevin and Bean Show here. Hey, Steve.
Hello.
Welcome. How are you, my friend?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Congratulations on coming back with episode 1 of season 6, maybe one of the best Office episodes ever last night. I hope you guys are very proud of it.
Thanks. That's really nice of you to say.
Do you get a feeling from certain shows? I mean, do you know some are home runs and some are... You know, average.
You know what? Yeah, but sometimes it's actually wrong. Sometimes I'll think, ooh, this show, this is not going to turn out well, right. And then it does.
And then people go, that was my favorite.
Yeah. So, I do get a sense of it, but then it's ultimately wrong.
Okay. All right.
I have to ask you this, Steve, and I know we've talked to you a bunch of times over the years that The Office has been on, but I remember when we had you on at the very beginning, and you're like, yeah, you know, we just don't want to embarrass ourselves because we're following in the footsteps of the brilliant Ricky Gervais original. That show was only on for 12 episodes. Here you guys are going into your 6th season. How is it possible that you've managed to find so much life in this story?
I think it's the writers. I think they are a very, very good group, and... I think that's the hardest part, especially when you're in you're over 100 episodes and you're trying to keep it fresh without completely reinventing it. Because I think the mistake a lot of shows make is that they just they lose it somehow, or they try to just be funny and kind of forget about what made the show decent to begin with.
I credit
the writers.
Do you keep most of the writers? Are they still around from the beginning, or do they change a lot?
We have a good deal of the original writers on board, which I think is helpful. And the people that we've hired since are great as well. So we're lucky.
And I guess you also have the benefit of having a group of actors who are also writers and in many cases comedians. I mean, you've got people like Mindy Kaling and Rainn Wilson and people like that who have such a great comic sense of their own that they got to be able to help steer the material, too.
Absolutely. There are a lot of writers who are actors and vice versa and producers who are actors. And I think it's very much a communal process. Everybody feels like they have a part in it and have a stake in it and can share, you know, in the creative process. So I think that helps. And I think it gives everybody a stake in the show.
Speaking of the cast, if you haven't picked up the DVD of one of the seasons yet and watched the outtakes, Rainn Wilson busts up laughing 98% of the
really?
Time. It's he does have the craziest stuff to say, but
it is so hard to get through sometimes,
right?
Because every day, I mean, I know it's such a cliche. Do you crack up on set? But we do. I mean, we're just, because some of the stuff is so absurd to try to say it with a straight face and without indicating that you think it's funny is probably the hardest thing.
Do you have people tell you, Steve, when you run into them that they have a Michael Scott in their office? Has that become a universal shorthand for the boss that you can't believe is able to keep his job?
I think so, yeah. I do get that a lot. Or if not a boss, just somebody I know. I have a relative who's exactly like that, who has no perception of how people view them. So, yeah. I think, you know what, Ricky Gervais told me, and I've sort of used it, the line myself, that is, if you don't know Michael Scott, then you are Michael Scott.
All right. That's funny.
We are talking to Steve Carell, of course, star of The Office, which came back last night on NBC. I think we have a clip from the show, which I told you was one of the best episodes ever. Listen to this, and you'll get the magic of Michael Scott, even if you've never seen the show.
I hate, hate, hate being left out, whether it's not being picked for a team
or being picked for a team and then showing up and realizing that the team doesn't exist or that the sport doesn't exist. I should have known. Poop ball?
There are a lot of benchmarks when you're making a TV show. The fact that the pilot gets picked up, the fact that you get a second season, the fact that you hit 100 episodes, then you make the Emmys. Now you're on the cusp of going into syndication starting on Monday, which has to just be crazy to think that the show could go on for years and years and years now.
I like to think of it as the downward slide at this point.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And it's, you know, so we'll just kind of rest on our laurels and kind of try to retread everything we've done before.
I got it.
And squeeze it out for a little while.
Good luck with that. I got to tell you, the highest compliment I could pay a TV show is when it comes on in syndication, it just comes on, you know, whenever, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever. In Los Angeles, for example, it's going to be on My 13 weeknights at 7:30. Mm-hmm. You come across an episode of The Office, which you've seen 3 times. You stay there and you watch it.
Yeah.
It's one of those shows that it's still funny, and you kind of catch other things. And there are some shows that you watch once and you go, okay, not watching that again. It was good, but I'm going to move on.
Right.
I think that's what's so cool about it is that, you know, you'll watch it a couple of times and then you'll realize that Creed is doing something in the background that you didn't notice the
right
first 2 times. And, I think the writers have been smart about that and layering different things in that you might not catch right off the bat.
Steve, I'd like to ask you a personal favor, if you don't mind.
Sure thing.
We're not close friends or anything, but this is Kevin speaking. Why does Kevin on your show have to be retarded?
Because all guys named Kevin are.
Because the guy's bringing clip after clip after clip, making fun of Kevin and all.
Kevin, it is the name. The name Steve has sort of become the new joke name, I think. You'll notice that on a lot of TV and movies, the name Steve has now, I think, replaced Bruce as kind of the dorky guy name.
Well, Bruce has moved over into the gay name now.
Right.
That's
right.
That happens. So Kevin's not going to make a massive turnaround and become, you know, incredibly intelligent and all that. No.
Oh, like most Kevins, there's an underlying intelligence and inherent.
unfortunately, the world will never know.
You're trying hard, and I appreciate it.
I love the fact that last year when Holly was there, she actually thought he was mentally handicapped.
I know. That was awesome.
That made me laugh.
That was funny, yeah.
The Office, as I mentioned, is nominated for 9 Emmys. I know you've won for Best Show at a previous Emmy ceremony. Steve, have you ever won the Outstanding Lead Actor Emmy they're up for this weekend?
I have not, and I don't plan to.
If you had an office pool, no pun intended, who would your money be on in your category this year?
Jim Parsons, I think. I have a feeling Big Bang. Jim Parsons is going to walk away with it this year.
I would say he or
Alec Baldwin.
If he wins, would you mind going up on stage and saying that Beyonce has the best video of the last decade?
Yes. Yeah.
Please do that.
I will be grabbing the mic.
All right.
Regardless.
Glad to hear that.
The Emmys air Sunday night at 8 on CBS. The Office back with another new episode next Thursday night at 9 on NBC. Steve Carell, you know what huge fans we are. It's always great to have you on The Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Actor Jason Schwartzman joins us next hour here. And we also have more tickets for you to win to go see the sold-out Pearl Jam concert coming up on The Kevin and Bean Show. In fact, we got those for you every single hour today. Well, Ralph, you had a chance to get on the phone with your nemesis, Mario Lopez, the great puppy hunt. How do you feel it's going so far?
I the more I think about it, the less I blame Mario. I get the sense that he got the worst end of the deal here. I get the sense that some producer, some bad producer in Extra, overheard him saying he's going to get a dog and said, yes, we're going to turn this into a ratings bonanza.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And ran with it and created this horrible 5-month bit that they're going to be doing on the Extra show.
You misspoke, Ralph. You said 5 months. You mean the 5 days looking for a dog on Extra, right?
See, that's the sweetest part, is it's going to run for 5 months.
him looking
for a dog. And now Mario's got to be the face of this segment, and I think I feel bad for him more than I blame him.
Wow.
I don't think he's in control of this. I really don't.
That's a turnaround.
I've
always said
that. Yeah.
I've always said, even from the beginning when I was complaining about this, I get the sense that, and I hoped, that he was just the guy who was being made to do this.
Right.
I don't think anybody in their right mind, certainly not a performer, would choose to do the same segment for 5 months.
So he's Joe Biden, and he has to go out there, agree or disagree, he's got to go out there and push the president's plan.
Right. He said as much, when we talked to Mario, he said, look, you got to pick your battles. I got the sense this is not something he's enthused about, but is going along with and being the good soldier and promoting it the best he can, because some horrible person at Extra came up with this idea and thought it would be good. People love dogs.
They do.
We're going to
do
it for 5 months. Just sounds like a producer thing to do.
Last night was the debut. It was night number one of the puppy hunt.
Last night was the debut of a 5-month segment that you can see on Extra called
Mario's Great Puppy Hunt.
Yeah,
that's not much of a song.
That's their jingle.
Wow. We owe Omar an apology.
We do. We took on him. He came up with Mario's Great Puppy Hunt.
He does so much better than that.
The best part was his co-host setting up the segment with him. Where she's like, whoa, Mario, hold on a second. There's talk in the hallways about you getting a dog.
Oh, no.
It's spectacular, these two working together.
All right, so Mario, we got to talk.
Uh-oh, what's up?
I heard you're thinking of getting a dog. Are you sure you're ready for this?
Yes, I'm totally ready. I don't know why everybody keeps asking me that. But I know it's a lot of work. Have you heard the jingle?
No.
Mario's Great Puppy Hunt.
Okay, I like it. I think I could wait for the hip-hop version, maybe. What?
Wow!
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, that happened.
That was on TV?
That came into people's living rooms.
Can they do, like, a second take, or are they just stuck with what happens?
Apparently they have a very limited amount of videotape over there at Extra, and they have to go with whatever comes out.
That aired?
Oh, yeah. That was the big setup for Mario's Great Puppy Hunt. And okay. The thing is, when you've got a star of the caliber of Mario Lopez, he is the host of Extra, yes, but he's got a body of work that you also get to exploit if you're Extra because he's done other things.
Sure.
So you lean on those things, like his most famous role, the host of Pet Star, the TV show Pet Star.
What?
Never heard of it.
Which would, Lisa, we all know Pet Star.
We do?
I've never heard of Pet Star.
Everyone watched Pet Star where Mario would interview pets that did wonderful things, and you would meet the pet stars, Lisa. We all watched it, or at least they assumed we all watched it last night.
That was on Total FNBS. I think it's Channel 8 in most cities.
When they did the callback, and they showed us Mario reminiscing about his Pet Star days.
Pet Star. I miss doing this show. I used to see all kinds of great dogs.
Right. Back in his Pet Star days.
Was that on television?
It was on TV. So now he's mulling it over. You know, he's watching his old Pet Star episodes. He realizes dogs are good.
Right.
And so we finally get to witness the exact moment. Luckily, this is 5 months long, so we get to see the minutia. We get to see the little bits and pieces of the process. Here on television, we actually get to see him decide.
All right, that's it. I'm finally going to do it. It's time for me to grow up and get more responsibility in my life. I've decided to adopt a dog.
There. It's on.
That was exciting. Okay.
You know what's on?
Mario's Great Puppy Hunt.
That's right. That's what's on. We're out of the gate for the 5-month-long puppy hunt.
I would like to suggest that we start a contest with our listeners who are very creative to come up with an alternative theme song for Mario's Great Puppy Hunt.
I like that. That's a great idea.
Send it to us.
The first step of the puppy hunt is to do your research.
Okay.
And luckily for Mario, there is an online pet compatibility test you can take. It's like Match.com for humans and dogs.
If you're going to tell me that they showed him online typing, I'm going to say no.
He had to, first he met the woman who owns the site that gives you the compatibility test. And she explains how things work.
You want to make sure you're compatible with the dog, so there's a test that you can take online. So if you'd like to take a dog running with you, the Sparrow Hound would be an excellent choice. But for those nights that you just want to snuggle on the couch, this Chihuahua would be a great breed.
I got to make sure I can take this test so that I can remember that if I want to run with a dog, a big dog that runs would be a good choice. Or if I want to sit with a small dog on a couch, then a small dog would be a good choice. Thank God there's a test online that can clear these things up for me. This is a puppy hunt for retards.
It's this kind of detail that brings the story to life, Ralph.
Well, Mario takes the online test.
How does he do?
Well, let's find out.
Does he fail?
All right, Mario, so you ready? We're going to see what the doggy crystal ball says for you.
Oh, French Bulldog. I like that breed. That's a fun little dog. Oh, and look, it gave me 4 runners up. Okay, here's what we'll do. I'll put these all on our website and let you vote on the breed. Please keep in mind, I'm not going to be making my decision for a while, but this is a great start. Let me know what you think at extratv.com.
I will.
I get to participate?
By not making the decision for a while, he means 5 months from now.
Wow.
Hey, Ralph, he's going to settle. Here's the thing. Hey, what comes up on the computer? Ooh, French bulldog. Well, I'm going to go down the pond and get myself a French bulldog.
That's the question. Why did he just get a French bulldog and he's done?
There's your segment. You come back to the studio live. There's Mario sitting with his annoying co-host, and he's got a French bulldog in his lap, and he says, I want you to introduce you to my new dog. This is Pierre, the French bulldog. Wee wee. But boom! Lights out.
But guys, when you spend the kind of money to get the top quality jingle,
Mario's Great Puppy Hunt,
you got to stretch out the piece so that you can play it enough to get your use out of it.
So
you
know? Now people will be voting on whether Mario should get a French bulldog or not as we enter into week two of the 5 month now, Mario's Great Puppy Hunt.
There's no way they can do it every day.
I think it's going to be a weekly segment. The sense it'll be every Friday. We'll be checking in with the puppy hunt.
Wow.
And see what puppy he's hunting now. Okay.
He's hunting puppies?
I wish.
Wow, that doesn't seem good. All right, Ralph, you're going to be our correspondent on this one?
Nope.
Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Friday. What's going on?
Congratulations to Katherine Heigl and her husband, Josh Kelly. They've completed their adoption of a baby girl from Korea.
Hey!
Katherine's PR people say the name of the 10-month-old girl is after her mom, Nancy, and her sister, Margaret Lee. Hey. That's why the girl will be called Nolly.
That's a joke.
Yeah, it's not a joke.
What?
Nolly.
You're not being funny?
Nah for Nancy, Lee for Margaret Lee, Nolly. It sounds okay. Like a deaf person trying to say Nolly. Nolly.
That's awesome.
Nolly.
Did it take less than 5 months to find a child?
Yes, it did, actually. They knocked the whole thing out in a couple weeks. Apparently, the celebrities like to go overseas for their baby shopping.
Well, they're cuter, the babies over there.
And you don't have to wait.
It's because there is a long, intensive waiting period and a lot of investigation that goes on here in the U.S. when you go to adopt a child. They actually look into your lives. As opposed to a lot of countries which you can buy. You go to a farmer's market and they have them there stacked like peaches on a rack. And you just go by and you fill your basket and then you just check out and you can bring your baby home.
Is there some fear, too, that the birth parents are going to somehow get back involved if... Like, that wouldn't happen if you do it in Europe or Africa or someplace?
That didn't dawn on me, but...
I have a friend who...
For years, too.
I have a friend who adopted a baby from China, exactly what Lisa said, because it was so much faster than the United States.
And celebrities need immediate gratification.
Yeah.
If they decide to have a baby, they're getting a baby that weekend.
Right.
Well, look how... Katherine Heigl, I mean, how many years does she have left at her age? You know, she can't afford to wait around.
What if having babies falls out of fashion? You can't run that risk. It's hot now. Babies are hot. Let's get them. Babies are the new black. I need to have one on my arm.
So they call their agents and they say, I need a baby.
They call their people and they say, get me a baby. I don't care who you have to bribe. I need a baby. We've got a Korean. I don't care. Is it an infant? Bring it over. And bring me some Perrier. I have to wash my hair. Holly Madison, one of Hugh Hefner's former girlfriends. And she left Hugh and moved on to Criss Angel.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a downgrade.
Apparently she has moved on from Criss Angel.
Good.
E! Online is reporting that the former playmate was spotted looking very cozy with our good buddy Rob Dyrdek.
You lie!
From Robin Big.
Really?
Yeah. Word is the two got very comfortable at a club recently, and the other customers saw them sucking down sake bombs. Is that a euphemism?
Is that code?
And making out with each other. So apparently that's the hot new couple.
All right.
Either that or Rob's just having a good time with a girl he met in a club. One or the other.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would do everything to her. I would wreck that chick.
And Robert Pattinson, surprise, surprise, is complaining about being famous again.
No.
Yeah. He sure doesn't like it, does he?
He tells Life and Style Weekly magazine he hates being famous. He misses his normal life. And is tired of the fact he can't walk down the street without women screaming. Screw you, pal.
Then why doesn't he quit?
Yeah, that's the question.
That would be the easiest way to handle that.
This is a voluntary thing.
If you don't want to be famous, you can always get into radio, Robert. Trust me, that'll solve that problem for you. Women will not scream for you, and no one will know who you are.
I was reading an article the other day about Sandra Bullock, who is one of the highest paid actresses in Hollywood, and she's been a star for many, many, many years. You know what she does? She lives in Austin, Texas, and she lives a normal life, and nobody cares about her, and nobody follows her around, and she's able to do anything she wants to do, even though she's a big star, because she chooses to.
Right.
Austin, Texas.
It can be done.
Austin, Texas is a great place.
It is.
Yeah.
Don't finish it. We can't. We can't give the second line of that. Sorry.
Just saying. They have an insect problem there.
Yeah, they do.
They do. That's what I hear.
An ant problem.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays, Fred Willard. One of, I think, of my heroes of comedy. The guy's been doing sketch and improv comedy for longer than most of us have been alive, and he has stayed relevant and funny his entire career. That is an achievement.
It is.
How funny is he in all the Christopher Guest movies?
He's always best.
He's always best in show, and you watch him as the announcer for the dog show that takes place in that film. You will wet your pants.
Yeah, he's brilliant. Brilliant.
He's 70 years old. Robert Blake, actor and shooter, is 76 years old.
We have to mention every year on Robert Blake's birthday that he crashed a Kevin and Bean singles party one year. He showed up and ended up on the dance floor dancing with our listeners at one of our parties.
That's awesome.
I didn't know that.
With it was at the Brown Derby. Remember the party, Kevin? The swingers singles party?
The party.
That was
pre-alleged murder, though, right?
It was pre-alleged murder, right.
Yeah, that was bizarre.
Robert Blake once guest taught an acting class of mine.
And really?
Yes.
This is the best story ever.
I can't tell any of it on the air because it's so foul.
Awesome.
But it is the best story of my life. My favorite actor story ever.
Fantastic.
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
You listeners won't get a chance to enjoy it.
Ralph at krock.com.
Just imagine it, and then you'll get that. James Gandolfini from The Sopranos is 48 years old today. Holly Robinson Pete, who's married, of course, to former QB Rodney Pete, who played for one of the greatest organizations in the NFL
USC.
For a short period of time.
Yeah,
yeah,
he was.
He did play for USC, but then he went to the pros, and he ended up for a short time playing for one of the greatest teams in the NFL.
Yeah, I don't remember
the Steelers, right? I think it was the Steelers.
Yeah. She is 45 years old today. Ricky Bell of Bell Biv DeVoe, a new edition. He's 42.
Never trust a big button, a smile. That girl is poison.
See Glee this week? They did that. They did Poison. the acapellas. It's like
that's funny. Yeah.
It's a group of four guys who are getting together to sing acapella numbers. They did Poison and they rocked it.
Strong.
Aisha Tyler's 39. Jada Pinkett Smith is 38. Lance Armstrong, cyclist, is also 38. He's got one ball, you know.
He does.
Yeah, sure does. James Marsden is 36. That's why I won't wear those rubber bracelets of his, by the way.
Why?
Makes your ball come off.
It doesn't.
Apparently. He started putting those on, and then he lost a ball, I heard.
I don't think that's how
it
works.
I think somehow they're related.
Hmm.
I swear to God, you will come back stronger than ever. Like Lance Armstrong, but with two balls.
That's right.
Rapper Xzibit is 35. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We were devastated yesterday to find out that Megan Fox no longer listens to our program.
I used to listen to you guys before you started talking about me so much, and then I couldn't take it. I can't listen anymore.
But then Jason Schwartzman comes in and says he's still listening and has been listening since he was a little kid. So that makes sense.
That
takes some of the sting out of it a little bit.
That's not a very good choice.
Oh, come on.
Kevin, come on.
What are you eating?
Wait and eat after the interview.
You brought cookies and cupcakes.
What? No one wants to hear that.
I'm eating.
Yeah, we can hear that.
Jason, you were starting to tell us that you were a tiny little infant when you first turned on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, everyone. Yes.
Hello.
I want to tell you that, I was telling everyone during the commercial break that I've been listening to Kevin and Bean since 1991 when you guys first came on. And literally every morning on my way to school. And I feel like it's always a real honor and a pleasure it's also like to be on your show, but I also feel like I'm on this show that I grew up listening to.
What's the joke?
There's no joke. I'm just full of love for you guys. That's why I brought you these sweet treats. Have you guys ever been to this place?
No, what's it called?
Manny's Bakery on Fairfax. Really good.
Those look amazing.
Yeah, enjoy them.
It's like a coconut cookie with chocolate.
That's a coconut macaroon with chocolate.
Please stop talking and eating at the same time.
You know what I'm saying?
I like watching you eat and talk.
Jason, I know that you mean it as a compliment, and it is received that way. It's very kind of you. But you have to understand how it makes us feel, because we're doing the exact same thing we were doing when you were five, and you've gone on and made records and made television and made movies and done all this amazing stuff, and you have an actual career. We're still doing the same thing. We're in a rut. You're soaring.
Well, actually,
I wouldn't say in a rut. I'd say we're on a solid downward path. I mean, we're making progress in a direction.
You guys, the glass is half full here.
Look,
can we not go there? Can we not?
Here's the thing, Jason. Honestly, anytime somebody has something nice to say about us, this is just kind of what we've learned. It's either a prank. It's one of our friends, friends playing a joke on us, or it's somebody that wants tickets to something. No one just says, "Hey, you guys are great," and that's all. It just doesn't happen.
I just wanted to tell you guys that, and it's the truth.
Well,
and you guys aren't in a rut.
A nice man.
To be honest, it's it's awesome to have you guys in Los Angeles for this one doing great stuff. And I didn't mean – don't take it like a – it's not a, like a rut or a age or all this. You guys are the best. You guys are okay. Awesome. So thank you.
Speaking
now
of
we
best,
can move on. I just wanted to get that off my
you're very
off my
kind.
Chest. Really nice.
These cookies are the best. I'll tell
please
you that.
Stop talking. Please turn off his microphone so I can do that for him. Tell me, because I am ignorant in this area, and
yes,
tell
ma'am.
The kids listening, why one of your idols is Jonathan Ames. Who is he and what does he mean to you?
Jonathan Ames is a fantastic writer. He's incredible. He's written lots of books, novels. He also has written incredible articles for music magazines. He interviewed Marilyn Manson, Lenny Kravitz. You guys might have read those. Anyway, he created this new TV show that I'm doing for HBO called Bored to Death.
Mm-hmm.
My character is actually named Jonathan Ames because
mm-hmm.
all of the characters in all of his books are named Jonathan Ames.
Really?
Yeah. And anyway, he's just – most of the people I love are dead. Most of the writers I love, most of the musicians I love.
Is there a tie in there?
Were they alive when you fell in love and then they
no,
died,
most
or?
Of the people I love have been dead for quite some time.
Okay.
So it's nice to appreciate someone who's still very much alive. And so Jonathan Ames is, I would say, my favorite living novelist. And he and when I got to meet him to talk about this show, it was such a thrill for me because I don't really get to meet people that – that I love who are still alive. So we met and we discussed this TV show where I get to play a private detective, and every day I would go to work and say my favorite novelist's words.
Wow.
And
so
he created an amazing show.
Bored to Death existed then on the printed page before you guys all turned it into a TV show.
Bored to Death is based on a short story he wrote.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and basically the story is I was meeting with him to talk about maybe the idea that we could turn one of his other books into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him what he was doing in Los Angeles, and he said that HBO had just optioned this short story he had written called Bored to Death. And he explained the premise to me, which is basically about a young writer who's struggling to write, whose girlfriend leaves him because he drinks too much white wine.
Yeah.
And has an occasional medicinal hit of marijuana.
Sure, sure.
Anyway. And,
that's not
and,
her version, by the way. Her version is you smoke it all day long.
Yeah, yeah. But she, you know, they misunderstand.
Right, of course.
Girls. Okay, so and then she leaves me. I'm brokenhearted. She says, you don't do anything with your life. You don't take charge. She leaves. I'm depressed. I look around my apartment, see all the things that were once there that aren't anymore. I start to reread all these old detective novels and kind of relate to these characters who are like tough, don't get their heart broken, have adventure, they're heroes. And I put my neighbor tells me to try to meet girls on Craigslist. So I don't have the heart for that. I go on Craigslist and I decide, you know what? My life is just crazy. I'm going to put myself up as a private detective for hire on Craigslist. Say that
just
I'm not licensed.
Blue.
Yeah, just as a lark, just as a Hail Mary, just to please God help me.
And
I actually
it's not a scam. You don't go, I am a private detective and
no.
I've had this experience. You go, I'm not one.
I say I'm not licensed,
yeah.
But my fees are reasonable. And I will
as
help
they should
you.
Be.
And I end up actually getting quite a lot of cases. And I'm not like a bumbling private detective. I'm pretty good. I base everything I do off these old detective novels. And so my style is kind of outdated. I'm not a great briber. But I tend to lose all my money quite quickly. But I get crazy cases like the case of the stolen sperm, the case of the missing skateboard.
Sure.
Bizarre things like that. So it's a... Yeah, that's what the show is about.
Funny.
Yeah, and when I met with Jonathan, he told me about it. I felt like a greedy kid on Christmas because I was like, "Well, we're talking about this other thing you have, but now I want to be part." Like, so I was aggressive about it.
Did
yeah.
Did you whine? Did you use the whining voice on that?
In my mind.
Okay.
In my mind, but I filtered it out differently.
Now I've seen the first episode that debuts
oh,
this
cool.
Sunday night, and it's great.
Thank you.
And it's Jason Schwartzman. It's Ted Danson.
Yes.
And it's Zach that guy.
Galifianakis.
Thank you. That guy who's so
yeah.
funny.
The funny. He's a genius.
Yeah.
I'm convinced.
He really is.
And by the way, let me just jump in and say something about the great Ted Danson.
Yes.
One of the great comic actors of all time. And I think because Becker was so bad, even though he was good on the show, I think a lot of people have written him off. This guy consistently does really entertaining work. He is so much fun to watch.
He's incredible. He is one of the funniest men in the world, one of the kindest men I've ever known. I actually asked him if he would officially adopt me. Like, if we get the paperwork done and see how that went, but he didn't want to do that.
So let me ask you this, Jason. Since the show is on HBO, yes, and it debuts this Sunday night,
yes.
HBO is famous for having great-looking shows that are told from an interesting stylistic point of view. Is it shot kind of film noirish because that's where your character's reference point is for the detective work he does?
Yes. I mean, the idea was to take, you know, to make a half-hour comedy but make it look beautiful, make it look like a film. And so we had Alan Taylor, who's a great director, come in and do the first couple episodes. He did the first beginning episodes on Mad Men.
Oh.
And so – or Mad Men. Or Mad Men. So the idea was to give it that feeling of a classic noir movie, very stylized, and, you know, to make a half-hour comedy look a little bit richer than just kind of, you know, whatever.
You do very little television, right?
This is my second time ever trying it. I watch a lot of television.
Oh, so do I. That's where our careers differ.
We all
differ.
Do.
was there any part of you that thought, man, not interested in doing a series? I'd rather do a movie and be done with it and be able to move on to something else rather than potentially be locked into something that I'm going to have to do for a long time?
Well, to be honest with you, I just follow the writing and the adventures of working with these people, like, you know,
Jonathan Ames. It happens to be on TV.
Yeah, then. You can't discriminate, especially now. There's so much incredible television, to be honest.
Right.
You know, there's just as much great television as there is film. So you just got to find the stuff that you relate to and you love. And to be locked into something for a couple of years with Jonathan Ames would be incredible. And I hope we could do more.
You know, he is likely to die since you're such a fan of his, right?
Don't say that.
Wow. I'm just saying he's likely to join all your other favorites. Just be careful. That's all.
Way to bring him down.
He will never
I'm
die.
Just saying, it might be you, is what I'm saying, Jason. All right.
Oh, gosh.
We have to take a quick break. By the way, Bored to Death premieres this Sunday night at 9:30 on HBO. We have plenty more with our friend Jason Schwartzman because he brought to cupcakes. So he can stay as long as he wants. And we'll be right back after this on the Kevin and Bean.
There's something I've been meaning to tell you.
Oh, shit. When people say that, what?
I've been moonlighting as a private detective.
I thought you'd be older.
Well, I got into the business at a young age. I have been reading so many of these detective novels that I know what to do.
This is all very insane and illegal, isn't it?
It is illegal and insane.
I like insane.
I believe you're a detective.
I'm not a licensed detective.
No.
I'm a writer.
It sounds like your heart's in the right place.
You cannot mess with other people's lives like that. You can barely lead your own life.
I can help people. Are you delusional?
Yes.
That is Jason Schwartzman and Cass from the show Bored to Death, debuting this Sunday night at 9:30 on HBO. You wouldn't learn dentistry on the internet. It's the same kind of thing, I think, with private detectives. Hey, in our remaining moments with Jason, because I know you got to go, I have a couple things I got to ask you about.
Yes, sir.
One is you just got married. Congratulations.
I did.
Dude.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah.
Was it low-key or was it a big deal or how was it?
It was low-key. It was just our family and some very close friends. We did it very privately. It was very nice.
Any buyer's
actually,
remorse
Ames,
yet? Or are you still? Oh,
buyer's
really?
Remorse? No.
Not yet.
No. I took the receipt off. I can't return it.
Wow.
No. But Jonathan Ames actually, who created the show, got ordained and married us.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Wow. Yeah. So
we might need to look into your relationship with Jonathan Ames.
They seem too close, don't they?
Starting to sound shaky.
No, I'm just saying. Powerful. It's powerful. Right.
Tell me about. I read an interview with you the other day where you talked about your man crush and who can blame you on the great George Clooney. You guys have a movie together coming out, or what's that about?
I did a movie with George Clooney. It's called The Fantastic Mr. Fox. It comes out this November. It's an animated film directed by Wes Anderson.
Oh, no kidding.
And it's all stop motion. It's based on the Roald Dahl book, Fantastic Mr. Fox. So I play a young adolescent fox. I play George Clooney's son, Meryl Streep's son. They're a couple. I'm the offspring.
How about that?
Yeah, and I didn't have any, you know, I didn't work with Meryl Streep personally, like in the same room with her, but I can say that I did a movie with her. Now,
sure,
so
of course.
That's all right.
When you say
you're
if we're playing
Clooney?
The 6 degrees of separation game, we can at least include you in that, right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Is Clooney the coolest guy in the whole wide world, as he seems to us, mere mortals?
He's pretty amazing. I look at him And I think that I don't feel like I'm the same species
right.
as him. I feel he's got the power. He's got the cloon.
That's yeah. the way he does have the cloon. That's the way all guys feel. You just look at him and go, yeah. "Well, oh, what are you going to do?"
Yeah, exactly.
And he is.
What are you going to do?
And he really is. Besides being, you know, obviously aesthetically attractive to a lot of people, he's a kind guy mm-hmm. and a sweet man, and he treats everyone with the utmost respect. So you know, and he's really smart too. So he's great.
And, mm-hmm. and
he's
I mean,
than
it's
us
weird
in
because
there is.
Oscar winner, you know, banging models in Lake Como on one hand. The other hand, he's, you know, freaking saving Defer on his own. I mean, yeah. it is ridiculous how much he does. All right. Last question.
Please don't again, make it the last question. I never want to leave here.
I know you're a very busy man, but what's going on with you and the music, with the Coconut Records? How's that going?
Yeah. Oh, it's going great. Thank you for asking. Yeah. I have a band called Coconut Records. And that's the name of the band. Mm-hmm. And I've made two records now. I do it all myself.
Really?
Play yeah. all the instruments and everything?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I started my own label, which is really, you know, that's I don't have like a label. I just have a website where you can order the records.
Sure. So
you're the band and you're the record company
and
you're the webmaster.
Yes. Okay. And I'm the gatekeeper.
Okay.
And right. My wife helps me do a lot of the art, and it's all my friends. Like the guy who managed my old band Phantom Planet still manages me. So it's me, Dan, my wife, Michelle, three people, four people. We do it all ourselves.
Wow.
And it's really the best way to do something, because we love it. It's very small. So thank you for mentioning it, because we don't have a big team of people that can get our name out there.
Not
but
a big
yeah,
PR department.
Check out Coconut Records, and I love it so deeply. I love making music so much, and
is it
being able to
what's
make
the website? CoconutRecords.com.
Yeah. Okay. Coconut Records, and it's on iTunes and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Is the most recent album the one that you and I talked about that I bought online, and a Polaroid that you came included with the record? Is that the most recent album?
That's the first album. I brought a copy of the second album for everyone.
Oh,
but yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah, the new album's right. called Davey, and there's no Polaroid in this one.
What was the Polaroid though?
Well, basically, because it was such a small small affair, really, you
project.
Know, I do, yeah, project, I was thinking, well, how can I compete with all these big labels that have tons of money to do all this artwork and get it in record stores? So I thought, well, because it's small, the one advantage I have is I can custom make everything and make it really personal. So it was actually my wife's idea was to take a Polaroid in myself. Every time someone bought the CD,
right.
I took a Polaroid of something personal to me, my shoes or a tree or whatever, and I put it in the CD myself and sent it to the person.
Oh, that's cool.
So conceivably, everyone who bought the record has something that's no one else has. Because, you know, nowadays, everyone can have some. Everyone
right.
has the same thing.
Yeah.
So I wanted everyone to have something unlike anyone else's and very unique to them. So that was what I did.
I'm so glad you explained that, because I just thought it was a random penis. I didn't know that it was yours.
No, that's mine. That's mine. Okay. Oh, so you got that
got
one.
That
okay,
one.
Wasn't sure.
One. Yeah.
Glad
okay.
to know it found a good home.
He's had that trained. I don't know.
Okay,
that's
good.
CoconutRecords.com.
My penis is still on West Coast time.
To check out Jason's band, go watch his HBO show called Bored to Death. It debuts this Sunday night at 9:30. Jason Schwartzman, always great to have
guys,
you on the Kevin
thank you.
Today.
No,
thanks for coming in.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
Yes. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. I don't think that's that was not the timing of it.
Hey!
Nope. Not good timing there either. Go to krock.com, by the way, for a lot of different stuff. There's videos from New York. There's a bunch of pictures from New York. There's Internet Roundup. We have a whole new batch today. So
good.
Go there if you'd like to check out some of that stuff. It's the world famous K-Rock now at 8:43.
Kevin sounds like his battery's winding down. Did you guys notice how lackluster that was?
Was it? Okay.
I thought it was.
Sounded like he was slowing down.
I thought it was delicious.
Dude, for me, though.
All right.
I mean, just
maybe
the fact
Friday.
That I made it through it is good.
It is Friday. We're getting very near the end of the week. Coming up in about 20 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show, our old friend Adam Carolla will be here. And this week in Ridge. I don't like
Get
when
on.
I see mystery break on the schedule. I don't like when I'm not in the need-to-know loop of what we're going to be talking about here.
Well, that's because you're the focus of it.
Come on,
we're
going to
beat
guys.
You about the head and shoulders.
Well-deserved, too, I might add.
Bean is a guy who pays a lot of attention to stuff. And he knows.
Is this thanks for that info, Bean?
No.
It's a brand new segment.
It's a new segment called Beans and Know-It-All. And we've been keeping clips of the last, I don't know, couple of weeks or so of when topics come up and then Bean weighs in with some information and you know, okay, this guy knows 100 times as much as I do about this story. And
right.
sometimes the stories don't deserve that.
True.
Sometimes,
but if Bean has information, he is incapable of not sharing it.
He is. It has to come out.
Right. He has no choice.
I don't think that's true, but let me hear what you've got first before I attempt to defend myself.
All right. Most of them come out during showbiz.
Oh, what a surprise.
So, so this is the kind of fact that none of us knew, and we're fascinated that Bean knew it and decided to share it with us as Ralph's doing the story.
Angie Harmon, actress from Law and Order.
Oh.
Married to Jason Sehorn, former New York Giant.
Oh, yeah.
37 years old today.
He proposed to her on The Tonight Show, remember?
Nope, don't, but I take your word for it.
That's the kind of thing. He proposed to her on The Tonight Show. You remember? The Tonight Show. We're like,
Interesting tidbit about the people that we are discussing,
yeah,
though.
It's a birthday list.
Yeah.
It's
What's
a list of people
of
having a birthday.
Well, just, listen.
You're the one who brought up that they were married. I just thought it was an interesting quirk of their relationship that they got engaged on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. That's all.
I don't mind that you know that. I'm just fascinated that you hold on to that piece of trivia and, like, that was your... Yes. After the show, I'm sure you went back and went, yes, I worked in the Tonight Show marriage thing.
No, not at all. I was just trying to contribute something relevant to a conversation that was already going on.
So now we're also talking about the great Billy Mays.
Oh, late, great Billy Mays.
He sounds a lot like his dad.
This is we're talking about the son.
Billy Mays Jr.
That's going to take over.
He really does. They did quite a bit with him on that tribute special to Billy Mays.
Oh, and right.
He really does. It seems to be really interested in the family business, too.
Yeah. So it's always stuff none of us watched or could imagine watching.
No.
And Bino, and here's what I like about Bino is that he presents it as if we're all on the same page and we've all seen it.
Yeah.
I like that. Because we're not at all on the same page.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, Ralph likes to make a big deal out of the DeBarge family.
Love the DeBarges.
Every freaking DeBarge birthday we hear
every
about.
Every other day there's a DeBarge birthday.
Yeah, I know.
There's a
lot of DeBarges.
Like 30 people in that band.
So this happened.
Also available in music stores. If there are any left in America. Exposed by Christina DeBarge.
Yes.
They're
come
hey.
On. They've got to be out of DeBarges.
DeBarge, the next generation, my friends. Christina. But she
now, died. Her father, James, was the one who was at one time married to Janet Jackson.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
How do you know the DeBarge family tree?
None of us have ever heard of Christiana or whatever her name is.
Your brother James.
What? What happened? Well, how do you have that information?
Where did James propose to Janet Jackson? Do you have that? Was that on The Tonight Show, too? Do you know where
they
got
engaged? I think that was uncoded, actually.
And the fascinating thing about Bean is he doesn't look that up. He's got that right there. Yeah.
And says it as if it is... the most common knowledge in the world.
But now, her father, James, was the one who was at one time married to Janet Jackson.
Right.
Okay, help me out here, guys, because I assume that you bring this up because this is some sort of complaint. So this is considered some sort of a problem.
I find it funny. I do. I find it funny.
If we don't laugh, we'll cry.
I thought your whole deal with me is when I talk about stuff that no one cares
right.
about or change topics to things that you don't care about.
Right.
In every case that you've presented here today,
right.
I add something to a conversation that has already happened.
Okay, so the conversation, the framework is happening.
Right.
Right.
What you add is irrelevant.
You're still giving information that no one cares
it's
about.
Still
even in the context of what we're talking about.
We're giving you a head start. We're saying, here's a conversation we're all having. Anything, Bean? And then still you talk about stuff we don't care about. I mean, really, do you think we're interested in Christiane DeBarge's mother's married to what? I mean, what happens there?
Lisa, do you share their disdain for me in this instance?
I kind of do.
Really?
Sorry,
even you?
Yeah,
too,
even
Lisa?
Me.
Now, here's an example of Bean who has way too many facts at his fingertips and acts surprised when he's right. He knows he's right, but he acts. So I think Ralph's talking about the Beatles.
You know, the Beatles are only the second best-selling act of all time.
Second
best-selling musical act of all time.
Okay, so now, this is Kevin speaking. I, of course, am trying to think of any band that might top it.
Right.
Nothing comes to mind.
And the premise of me doing this story in the context of the showbiz news is to break to you the surprising news
right.
of who number one on that list would be.
Right. Now, Bean tells us who it is, and then... He's really, like, act shot.
Oh,
what?
My goodness.
Really?
I'm so lucky with that answer.
How did I know that?
Second. I was going to guess Garth Brooks for some
You'd
reason.
You'd be correct. Garth
really?
Brooks is the highest best-selling
really?
Musical
know.
Act in terms of records of all time.
You know that's true.
I was going to guess. You know. What?
You have stolen the thunder of that story.
I was right?
I didn't realize that that's where you were going on that one, by the way. But I honestly wasn't sure. It's something that kind of stuck in my mind as I thought I heard it somewhere one day. I wasn't 100% sure.
And
it
by
was
the
just
way,
a
he
guess.
Says, I was going to guess Garth Brooks. He just guessed Garth Brooks. He just said it. You weren't going to do it. You weren't thinking about doing it. After I gave the answer, you didn't say, you know what? I was going to say that. No. You said, oh, I was going to guess Garth Brooks. You just said the answer.
I just found out I have Asperger's syndrome.
Come on. Ralph's doing another story, and Bean gives us some more invaluable input.
Us Weekly says that Lauren is dissing them in this month's Harper Bazaar magazine.
Well, that's where disses happen.
Oh, that's where the biggest feuds in Hollywood crack. That Harper's Bazaar. See that or the Saturday Evening Post, I think.
Harper's Bazaar?
Yeah. She did an interview with that. It's like a chick's fashion magazine.
Yeah, it's been around for 150 years, that magazine.
That's information on Harper's Bazaar.
Well,
how long has Harper's Bazaar been around?
In this conversation, you said Harper's Bazaar as if I've never heard of that or I don't know what that is or something like that. And I just thought it would...
Right.
I just thought it would illuminate the room that it is a respected magazine that has quite a history.
If you thought if you told Kevin it's been around for 150 years, he would go, "Oh my God, absolutely!" Now I do read that magazine every week.
No, I wasn't thinking that.
How?
I don't
here's
know.
My
just
question.
Tried to,
he
just tried
heard
to fit
it.
In.
Just doesn't know.
Now here's my question. How do you know that off the top of your head? Harper's Bazaar has been around for 150 years.
If I name a magazine, can you tell me how long it's been around?
Yes,
no.
Good housekeeping.
I can't. Good housekeeping.
I can't.
Come on,
about 1930,
know.
But listen, Harper's
go.
But Harp, no, I don't know. It's not like I have all these things. It's just that Harper's Bazaar, because it's so old, because it's one of the oldest continuously operating magazines in America, that sticks with you when you read that.
But
that's
here's
all.
The thing: if Kevin's never heard of it, you telling him how long it's been around, which is a long time, just makes him feel stupid. That's
I was
going to
guess it's
really
been around for 150 years, Lisa.
I bet Garth Brooks subscribes to it.
Look, here's the thing with Bean. I'm glad that we work together because I don't know much. So and there are many, many times when I'm sitting talking to somebody and Bean starts talking to him, I'm like, thank God Bean's here and he knows something about this, what this person wants
sure,
to talk
Bean,
about.
We're all
Bean's
happy
a smart
about that.
Dude.
Yes. Here's the final one. Here's the final Bean know-it-all. We're talking about George Clooney and his parents, and I don't know what happened here, but it spiraled out of control quickly.
George Clooney.
Does he?
Loves, especially the old school television journalists. Well, he did that movie Good Night and Good Luck about Edward
right.
R. Murrow.
Right.
His father was a newsman.
And his dad, Bill Clooney. Steve Clooney.
Nick, I think, isn't
Nick
it?
Nick Clooney.
All right. So his dad, newsman, knows his first name.
Was a longtime television journalist. And George Clooney said this weekend regarding the death of legendary newsman Walter Cronkite, "I hate the world without Walter Cronkite."
Wow.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Well, they were very close friends, too. I mean, Walter would come to Italy and stay at George's house for a week and stuff like that. I mean, they were legitimate buds.
Yeah, they were.
How do you know that? How do you...
There was an awful lot of coverage about Walter Cronkite in his life, particularly his retirement years, when he died.
Let me tell you a little story about George Clooney and
about how they used to spend their off time in Italy.
You're a weird little fella. And you have too much information.
I just tried to contribute, you guys.
Bean is the guy, though, that has to blurt it out. If he knows something, he can't keep it in, or it will destroy him from within. So, but anyway, that's Bean's a know-it-all. And we're already halfway through to a second episode, so...
It's going to be a five-month series.
It's going to be a five-month
series. Like a puppy hunt.
A daily five-month series.
Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat.
New casting news regarding motion pictures coming out today. Clint Eastwood and Matt Damon are going to be working on a second film together. Their most recent project is called Invictus, in which Matt Damon plays a South African rugby player. Finally, someone's tapping into the rich, fertile ground of South African rugby for a feature film. Clint is directing a new project called Hereafter, which is reportedly a supernatural thriller, and Matt once again will play the lead role for Clint. They enjoyed working together so much. They will film their new movie beginning this fall sometime, so that's good news. And the upcoming film Due Date sounds very funny. Daily Variety talks about it in their newspaper today. Robert Downey Jr., plays a man who's got a wife who's going into birth, you don't go into birth at all.
Labor.
To labor with their first child, and he has to get home, and so he's forced to travel with Zach Galifianakis.
Okay.
So it's like a Planes, Trains, and Automobile type of situation. They just cast Robert Downey Jr.'s wife, Michelle Monaghan, will be playing his wife. Who, of course, you may remember as my co-star in the popular film Eagle Eye with Shia LaBeouf.
Your co-star.
Yes.
Eagle Eye.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember you in Eagle Eye. I've seen that movie again recently, and I don't...
Then you should know that we co-starred together. Shia, Michelle, and I had a scene together.
Okay.
Where they were in a car listening to a radio,
mm-hmm.
and I was the voice coming out of the radio.
Okay.
We shared the screen.
Is that considered a scene together?
It is on my resume.
That's
for goddamn sure.
I bet it is.
And now my new segment in the Showbiz Beat called TV Shows Looking Forward To, Not Looking Forward To.
Okay.
All right. First, Looking Forward To. Penn and Teller have just signed with ABC to do a pilot on a TV comedy series based loosely on their own lives. Variety says that they will play a couple of Las Vegas magicians who perform by night, and during the day, they work as private detectives.
Love it.
Looking forward to.
Me too.
Not looking forward to. In Touch magazine has announced that former feuding View co-hosts Star Jones and Rosie O'Donnell are teaming up for their own reality show.
Yikes.
Not looking forward to.
That is going to be hell.
Both of them together.
Super hateable, each on their own.
Why can't they get Elizabeth Hasselbeck on it too, by the way? And really, that way we just blow up one set, kill them all.
You can ignore everyone at once. That television show may be dangerous to watch, I fear. If you watch Star Jones and Rosie O'Donnell in the same show, you might go blind.
It's true.
Or brain cancer.
Or gouge your eyes out, either way.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Exhibit is 35 years old. James Marsden, the actor who played Cyclops in the X-Men films, also in The Notebook. He was in Ally McBeal. He's a good-looking fellow, that James Marsden.
Sure.
36 years old. Lance Armstrong turns 38. Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife and an actress in her own right, is 38. Aisha Tyler turns 39. Ricky Bell, the legendary Belle Biv DeVoe, and New Edition is 42.
Being any interesting facts about Belle Biv DeVoe this week?
I'm zipping it.
All right.
Ricky Bell's father originally named Pacific Bell after himself. Holly Robinson Pete. She was in Hanging Moon with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah.
That's what I remember her most.
Nice day for hot black chicks today, by the way.
Yes.
Wow.
45 years
Bean's
old.
Bean's favorite.
Speaking of hot black chicks, James Gandolfini is 48 years old today.
Mm. I don't think he's hot or black.
Oh, that's right. I'm thinking of LaShonda Gandolfini.
That's right.
Fred Willard is 70 years old today. And Robert Blake. He was Beretta on the old TV show.
Shut up.
Oh, come on, Bobby. I'm not your birthday. He's 76 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
It is the Kevin Bean Show. Friday mornings means a visit from our old friend, Adam Carolla. Yeah. AdamCarolla.com. He's the podcast king. But my complaint has been, Adam, that sometimes I'll listen to your podcast and it'll go a good, hour and 10, hour and 20 minutes. And then I'm done for a whole other day. Isn't there some way I can get more Adam Carolla in my life?
Why, thank you, Bean.
Wow.
You can go to, we're going to start a radio station, but it's not up until, I think, the 28th. So we have a few more days.
You're going to start an all-Adam radio station?
Yeah, it's just going to be music and clips from the podcast and all that kind of stuff. So we'll keep you posted on
you
that.
Sound
but that's coming
excited
up.
About it. You know how to sell it. You're a salesman, Billy Mays.
Well, listen, I know your passive aggressive young audience,
sure.
You tell them, you give them a hard sell, and they go, F you, sounds like the man.
That's true.
So I'm telling all you rebellious teens, screw off. I don't want you anywhere near my radio station. We're too hip for you.
If your complaint has been, as mine is, not enough, Adam, you got to check out K-Ace, the all Adam Carolla channel. Details coming soon, and your chance to hear it through AdamCarolla.com. Now, I know if you're in here, you must have something on your mind.
I have many things on my mind. We'll get to the top three in a moment, but first, I just want to say this. Get it on!
Yes.
Get it on!
You'll be happy to know we were in New York over this past weekend, and Dave the King of Mexico was keeping that alive every second of every day.
So, last week I came in, it was 9/11, and we talked a little about 9/11. I think I handled it tastefully. This week,
it was the first glass half full I've ever heard
on the
9/11.
Yeah. This week, so I'm driving, and I'm listening to a jazz station on Monday night, and they wish a happy birthday, belated happy birthday to Harry Connick Jr. Last Friday was his birthday, and I do the math. Last Friday was 9/11 I'm driving along on Monday. So then I thought, Harry Connick Jr.'s birthday is on a national day of mourning.
Right.
And then it's got to be weird and awkward for the new neighbors, because they just move in across the street from the Connick family, and he's got a pinata swinging, and he's frolicking in an above-ground pool, and someone's yelling, tap that keg. And he's like, the neighbors are like, this guy loves Al-Qaeda. Wow. Or maybe you go to a restaurant to celebrate, and you're just whooping it up and having some cocktails, and some guy comes over drunk, and he's like, you know, I lost my brother in the plane that hit the Pentagon, you son of a bitch.
Wow.
You think this is funny? Boy, do you love Al-Qaeda.
So everyone who was born on September 11th is screwed.
They're totally screwed. Wow. You can't go out and party. You can't stay home. Or you can't invite people over. Hey, we're going to whoop it up, man. We're playing pin the tail on the donkey. This is going to be awesome. I'm getting the blender out. We're making margaritas. You can't do it. What do you know who else, by the way? Ludacris, also born.
That's his birthday?
Yeah, oh, wow. Moby. A lot of people, a lot of celebs got screwed in this thing.
Don't you just end up having to move it? Don't you just go, I'm going to celebrate on the 13th because...
I would go ahead and bump that or ask that we do the National Day of Mourning on the 10th. You know, that's the way I roll. Yeah,
Trying to move that for your single birthday?
Yeah, I just say, you know, so me and Moby can party. And not only Moby, Tommy Shaw from Styx.
Woo!
Yeah, with an X, my brother.
Sure.
So you know they rock.
They do rock, yeah.
Yeah, he has a birthday on 9/11, too. I'm just saying, what can you do if that's your birthday? And then don't you have to announce to everybody in the restaurant or everyone in the neighborhood.
Every time you celebrate.
I don't love Khalid Sheikh Mohammed as much as you think I do. As it turns out, I'm turning 40.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You do need a disclaimer everywhere you go.
Everywhere you go.
Yeah, that's
true. Jeez, I don't know. I don't mourn by wearing a weird paper hat shaped as a cone and blowing something that makes noise. And you know what my wish would be when I blew out the candles? That my birthday was on another goddamn day.
Exactly.
Every year from this day forth, what are you wishing? That I was born a day later.
That is an excellent point. Adam Carolla is here as he is every Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show. Go to adamcarolla.com. Check out the original award-winning podcast and the new CarCast, which is excellent too, and the K-Ace radio station coming soon. A quick break. We'll return with the Week in Rage right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Catherine, I can't read my own writing here. Bean?
Lynch.
Lynch. Just got tickets to see Pearl Jam. Bean told me the name, and I wrote it down, and I can't read my own writing.
Well, it was an exotic name. I mean, I don't know. Lynch. What island is she from? Whatever. I got to write that one down.
Pearl Jam.
Not American, I'll tell you that.
Oh, right now.
Pearl Jam is playing...
New face of Al-Qaeda.
The Gibson.
Lynch.
And we've got your tickets all day here on the world-famous K-Rock. Right now it is 9:26.
Adam Carolla is here. We were talking about you earlier, Ace, knowing you were coming in with the Week in Rage. If you didn't have this outlet on the radio to get this rage off your chest, you'd probably have a heart attack and just drop dead in the street, right? I mean, this is essential for you.
Yes, it is. I would, you know, it's like, you know, and I'm like a gang member who's found boxing.
Yeah,
this is what you guys are. This is the gym. You're the ex-cop who's taken me in.
Yeah.
And you got Tyson off the street.
Here's what I picture, though. I mean, I picture the poor sucker that is in line at, you know, Home Depot or whatever. Mm. And then Adam, if he doesn't have this outlet, he's going to start doing riffing on, let me tell you something about green plastic plants.
I've done that. That poor sucker doesn't speak a lick of English. So that's the thing. He just turns around and says, Kay?
All right, let's find out what's eating you up. It's time for the Week in Rage.
It's time for this week
in Rage.
All right, number three, the new movie, although I don't know if it's out yet because I've been seeing the billboards for 8 years now, Surrogate. This is the Surrogate. Bruce Willis
movie. It is not
movie.
Out yet. Not
but
out
shouldn't
yet.
There be a law that you can't put the billboards up more than 10 years before the goddamn movie comes out?
That would be nice.
It's like Surrogate starring Bruce Willis, James Cagney, and Van Johnson coming out not in your lifetime. And then also the thing about Surrogate, let me guess, the doppelganger, robots, mm-hmm. they turn bad? I'm just going out on a limb here. Does it turn out that they turn on us?
It turns out that
the androids turn on their human creators?
It goes south.
Oh, I have to sit down. The room is spinning. This is such a shock to me. It usually always goes so smoothly with the robots. Nary a complaint out of those people. Now, here's the thing. Yes, of course, every movie that involves a robot turns out they turn on us.
That's
and
true.
It started, you know, with the Blade Runner and Stepford Wives and West World, every single movie, and I was thinking to myself, it's 09. We're way past, way into the 2000s. Now, we should have robots. We should have one robot mowing our lawn while we have sex with its sister.
Right.
Except for every single movie that comes out about a robot, turns out the robot tries to kill us. Now, Making a robot takes a lot of seed money,
right.
A lot on R&D, and every time a guy reaches for his checkbook, another one of these movies comes out, and he puts it back because
yeah.
he sees the future. I'm just saying, robots could be doing something for us right now.
But we're too scared.
We're too scared because of the horrible propaganda of every single robot movie going south. Somebody make a positive robot movie. Somebody okay. make a robot movie where we just make a robot, we get to have sex with it, it tidies up about the house, and then it ends.
That's
it.
Not much of a movie, but it would
not
it would
exciting.
Bring us closer
we're
to robots.
All we have is that stupid Honda thing. That stupid thing that walks in, you know, yeah. where you see it pushing a kid around in a wheelchair or something. There's not even a hole in that thing to have sex. Not one.
So what's the point?
Not even one in the front. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I think we do.
Point. It doesn't even have a mouth hole.
Oh.
I mean, come on. What do I need things to walk around for?
Well, what if they can clean up?
Hold still. Clean up when I'm done.
I've never heard Adam actually whine before.
I'm just saying.
He's crying.
It's 2009.
Actually.
Shouldn't we have robots?
We should
yes,
have robots.
We should.
All right, stop making the crappy movies about the robots trying to kill us, Bruce. All right, number two, Matt Damon. I'm working on another movie theme here. Matt Damon's got a movie coming out called The Informant.
Today?
Right.
Yes.
Coming out today.
Yes.
Seems like a good guy. Put on 30 pounds for the role. See him being interviewed. Every time he gets interviewed, the chick puts the mic in front. How did you put the weight on?
That's a good question.
How did you put the... Every time somebody packs on a couple of pounds, Renee Zellweger, how did you do it?
What's your secret?
Eight Hickamon ran in place, bitch. What do you think? What do you think I did? I ate food.
Ate a lot of crap.
I ate a lot of crap. It's the same thing. Pizza and donuts is all the stuff you want to eat, by the way. But don't ask the question. And then imagine this bitch at a reunion. Imagine like her high school reunion walking around. Hey, Don Walters, haven't seen you in 10 years. How'd you put the weight on? How'd you do it? Well, I got depressed after my divorce. I work in a cubicle in front of a computer. I thought, what do you mean, how'd you put the weight on? Really? It's 09. We can't do the how'd you put the weight on math?
Yeah, that question probably should be stricken from the language.
And the deal is with putting on weight for a role, I don't need anyone to do it, but if you're going to, if you're playing the Fatty Arbuckle story, fine, pack on a couple pounds. If you're playing a guy we don't know, you don't need to pack on the weight. But if you do pack on the weight, you have to keep it on through the premiere. Because
I
don't like seeing the fat guy in the commercial and then seeing the svelte guy come down the red carpet. You have to stay fat all the way through. I want to see you fat on that red carpet,
Not
Damon.
Just the premiere, through the run of the film
through
as well.
Through the run, and wait till it comes out on Blu-ray.
Yes, that's fair.
Thank you.
That's
all
fair.
Right. And, of course, number one... I got a little theme going, too, as well. So, you know, we're turning our kids into big-time pussies, you know?
Yes,
that's all
that
we do.
True.
And I do it. I'm guilty of it. I see my kid. And we try to get them to eat their vegetables. You know, they're three. And so the way to get them to eat their vegetables is just to douse everything in ranch dressing.
Right.
And my wife's very proud. She's like, look at him. He ate his broccoli. He ate half a spear of broccoli and 10 gallons of ranch dressing, which is nothing but saturated fats and sodium and sugar and God knows what
but it's
else.
It's
good, but of course you'll eat. But I would have eaten my broccoli if it was doused
sure.
in that stuff. It's like saying, oh, he's got to get his multivitamin. Why don't you put it in a 10-pound block of fudge? Then he'll eat the multivitamin. Yes, but you don't understand. It undoes the work of the multivitamin.
Yeah,
you're doing more harm than good. Now it's a point where it's like, hey, buddy, you're really ballooning up. Stop eating those vegetables. We can't take any more of you eating your vegetables. And where does it end? Like, you know, my kid's just going to sit around and go, where's the ranch dressing? Like, someone's going to go, read this book. And he's going to go, well, put some goddamn ranch on it. Maybe we can talk. All right. Stop putting the ranch
stop
on everything.
Doing that. All right.
Good
there
advice.
You go.
AdamCarolla.com. Check out the podcast and K-Ace, the all Adam Carolla station, coming soon to an internet near you. Have a great weekend, dude. We'll see you next time.
Thanks.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and is the Kevin and Bean show. So my wife comes to me and she says, we need to do some kind of a fundraiser for our charity. It's a tough year. People are not, you know, you don't want to part with your money because, you know,
right.
economy
worry
and everything.
About where the next-
so what should we do? I said, poker. That's all I know, poker. I'll play poker, so we're doing
you
a
said,
poker tournament.
Poker face?
Didn't say that.
Didn't
I
say
wish
that?
I would have. But we are doing a poker tournament, and all the details are at krock.com.
Okay.
Or you could go to our website, friendsandhelpers.com. It's going to be Sunday, October 11th. You have to pre-register at the Lux Hotel.
And we're going to, we've got all kinds of great prizes.
The Lux. Who do you play with if you play, if you sign up for the poker tournament?
Everyone else that signs up for the poker tournament.
It's going to be a celebrity poker tournament?
I don't.
You have
big celebrity pals.
Maybe.
You play poker with celebrities?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be there.
Oh, wow. I got to turn that down. Wow.
That is a draw. I know how to sell an event. DJ Omar Khan will be there as well with the music. We're going to have food and everything. So just go to friendsandhelpers.com if you would be so kind. And,
I'll play. I'll play.
Will you?
Yeah, you can play with me.
Fantastic.
So there's two of us.
$75 registration. That's it.
And two of us add up to one third of a celebrity.
So friendsandhelpers.com is the website, and thanks very much. It's the world famous K-Rock at 942.
All right, it's Friday. Ralph is here with another look at the showbiz beat. What the heck's going on?
Well, I want everyone to place their bets.
On?
Time for another another episode of Celebrity Rehab Roulette.
Already?
All right.
Shall we? Just played.
Let's spin the wheel, shall we?
Okay.
Celebrities, they love to party. How f***ed up can they get? Who's putting down the needle or drying out? It's time for Rehab Roulette.
No more bets. No more bets. Let's see where the ball lands. Who had Lindsay Lohan in the roulette? Lindsay Lohan.
Everyone.
I gotta pay everybody. Apparently, Lindsay is not having a good week in New York. Things are not going well.
New York can do that to you, by the way.
It's true. I didn't have a good week in New
York. We could all say the same thing.
Remember I told you earlier today that she was going into fashion shows and moving the celebrity seating cards so that she could sit where she wanted and throwing some on the floor?
Yeah.
And they asked her to stop doing that, and she said, get your effing hands off me.
That looks like a lot of work
you
they go
goddamn
through.
Goddamn dirty apes. I think she added that.
Did she say that?
Yeah. Now, Lindsay is fully back to her old tricks, according to this story from HollyScoop.com, which is an entertainment news website.
She's good.
Yeah, she is. Inside sources tell Holly Scoop that Lindsay was escorted from the Bowery Hotel in New York City last night by the police.
Wow.
Ew.
After a blow-up fight with anyone? Guess at anyone who she had a big fight with?
Samantha Ronson.
Police were called to the scene after Lindsay reportedly threw a room service tray at a door that she thought was Samantha Ronson's door. Turns out it was not.
This just gets better and better.
Can you imagine the middle of the night and you're sleeping and suddenly a tray of dishes hits your door?
That was
that you open it up and you see a drunken Lindsay Lohan?
Wow.
Yeah. I invite her in.
And I say, hey, room service. Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Airtight.
Then she was kicked out of the premises. Now, sources are claiming that Lindsay's friends and family are planning on engaging an intervention to get the redheaded starlet back into rehab for a, wait for it, fourth time.
Yeah.
That's just not good.
It hasn't been that long. She was at that other place, the place Cirque. In
Le Cirque, yeah.
Wasn't it like 2 months ago she was there, Ralph?
Yeah. Mm. So apparently it's rehab stint number four.
She doesn't really want to go. That's the problem.
For La Lohan.
Well, you more sober.
No.
You can't control yourself when you've got a beauty like Samantha Ronson. You have to spend all of your time trying to get with some of that.
Yeah, it is understandable.
He's attractive.
Speaking of Lindsay, apparently they have caught the dude who burgled her home. He actually burgled.
Oh.
He also ripped off Audrina Patridge, at least so believe the LAPD. His name is Nicholas Prugo.
I did it.
And he was arrested yesterday, charged with felony burglary. He's 18 years old, so he's got a good life ahead of him.
Yeah.
He needs 20 grand to get out on bail. Cops apparently followed the leads of Nicholas after he appeared on security tape at both homes and was found breaking into them with a young woman. No word on who the woman in the video was yet, but cops seem to believe they've got excellent proof that Nicholas Prugo was the dude in the video, so.
I was just trying to get her my script. It's a great script. It's 900 pages. She'd be perfect to play the lead. I love her so much.
I miss Kevin and Bean, Lister Nick. We haven't talked to him in a while.
Yeah, he's a douche. He used to be cool.
Nope.
Then he became a douche.
He used to be cool and entertaining.
Nope.
Yeah. Kanye West is in the news lately. I don't know if you noticed or not.
No, I haven't. Mm-hmm.
His girlfriend, Amber Rose, also in the news today. She has just photos of her have just been released on the internet of her.
No.
Think No. We decided before that is not right.
Bean, you're a guy who appreciates odd beauty.
Yeah,
you
are. And she's got it in spades.
She's odd beauty, yeah.
Well, first of all, you don't have to call her names just because she's ugly. Second of all, there's something scary about her. I don't get sexy vibe from her.
Just because you're scared doesn't mean she's not hot.
That's true.
Scared by a dog. That's what they used to say.
Scared by a dog?
If you're scared by a dog. See, this is a man's game. It's a man's game. There's no room for scared here.
Okay.
Anyway, what's she up to?
Now I'm done. She has got photos in Complex magazine. You can see them online if you go to complex.com. But she is just way naked and naughty and holding a whip and being in a cage and smoking. That's how naughty she is.
She
smokes. So you can check those out if you're so inclined. But they seem like a perfect couple. They both like the limelight, and they're both naughty by nature.
Today's
celebrity birthdays.
Put it right in.
Rapper Xzibit is 35 years old today. Actor James Marsden from The Notebook and Ally McBeal, and, of course, he was Cyclops in the X-Men movies. 36 years old today. Cyclist Lance Armstrong is 38. Jada Pinkett Smith, wife of Will Smith and an actress in her own right, the new series Hawthorne RN. You can catch that over on TNT if you got nothing else to watch. She is 38. Aisha Tyler, formerly the host of The Soup for a short period of time and does her stand-up as an actress as well. She's 39. Ricky Bell of Belle Biv DeVoe.
Yeah!
Turns 42. Can I hear a little poison from you, Mike?
You never trust a big button to smile. That girl is poison.
You belong in the Acapella.
Yeah!
Holly Robinson Pete from Hanging with Mr. Cooper is 45. James Gandolfini, Tony Soprano for many years on the TV, is 48. Fred Willard, one of our favorite comedian improvisers and funny men. He is 70 years old. And Robert Blake, who, of course, was a TV star many years ago on Beretta. He's been in many feature films as well. And occasionally, he will kill his wife.
Just occasionally.
Once in a while. He did it once.
You really want to go there?
Yeah. Who do you think?
Who do you think?
How do I know?
How do I know?
Because you know people that she knew. I don't know people that she knew.
I don't know.
That's the kind of hard hitting investigative interview you get with Larry King.
That happened, by the way. That was not editing. That happened.
Larry had no idea who he was talking
no
to.
No clue.
Robert Blake, 76 years old today. I am Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. All new show on Monday morning. We have Vitaly Klitschko in the studio with his brother, Martin.
No.
Vladimir.
Bob.
Vladimir.
Vladimir.
Vladimir. Vladimir Klitschko.
Bean's talking about getting his ass.
Heavyweight champion of world, he is.
They, you're doing Chekhov from Star Trek. They speak English, right, those guys?
Yes, they do.
They do.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Harvey Levin on Monday, finding out all the latest celebrity gossip. We got highlights of the Emmys, which are Sunday night. And speaking of heavyweights, Michael Moore on the program.
How dare you, sir.
That's all Monday morning. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy.
And seems like you should have said something else there, doesn't it?
Don't book and that joint, my friend.
Why don't you take next week off, Kev?
Pass it over to me.
Get some rest.
This was a big old steaming pile of sh**.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
And then come back.
Pass it over to me.
That's a very rude thing to say, Kevin.
Roll another one. Just like the other one.
Like a garden, I dig it.
This one seems to be about to quit.
You lie.
When seen in the right context, is the most wonderful sight for a woman. But in the wrong context, it is like a monster movie.
Roll, 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 another one.
What about the dogs? What about the dogs?
Just like the other one.
Pretty fly for a white guy.
This one seems to be about.
Sounds like communism.
I don't have another cent.
Now, are you a baseball fan at all?
No, I'm not.
All right, so how do you think the Dodgers are going to do in the World Series? How do you think the Clippers are going to do in the NBA?
Just pass it around.
So my question to you is that bad?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Now,
Thank you. That was great. Great job. Some great laughs. Really, really went after my intelligence there.
Hashana Tova, Tikkat Tevu. May you have a good year, and may you be inscribed for blessings in the Book of Life.
Sorry. Thank you.
I think that's it.
Oh.
No, but it's pointless.
It was a bad show. It could have been a good show. It could have been an interesting show. It's just a bad show.
That was the most offensive thing I've seen in 20 years.
Peace out.